the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you globalist pedophiles want to fight, you better believe you've got one. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, October 9th, 2020 transmission. We are 24 days out from the election, 103 out from the inauguration. And so the election will really be completed in 103 days. Strap yourselves in. I'm very, very honored to be here with you today. Owen Schroyer is going to be in studio with us and a lot of other special guests today. I want to just get this out up front before I hit all of the giant developments. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the viewers. I want to thank you all for your financial support, your word of mouth, and your prayer. Prayer is number one. The financial support and word of mouth go together like a horse and carriage, like a man and woman, like the ocean and the sky. It's just absolutely imperative. And I do the best job I can. I know sometimes it's a train wreck. The crew does an even better job than I do. I'm just extremely honored to be here and very, very thankful for you keeping me in the fight. That said, it's been quite the adventure. I've seen the heights and the lows of society, and I've seen behind the scenes a lot of places. And this 26 years on air has really become an extreme education, almost 27 years. And I wouldn't have known all the things I knew if I hadn't been put through the things I was put through. That's why the system fights around the clock to make sure you never get to have any experiences, that you're locked up like a prisoner on a postage stamp size piece of property so that you never get a chance to spread your wings. Don't let them ever cage you. I've been thinking about the symbol of InfoWars, an archetypal symbol of what we stand for, what we do. I think it's that symbol of the Renaissance, the symbol that Kurt Vonnegut also used, and I think it's a birdcage with the door open and the bird gone. Maybe a jail cell with the door open. We're looking at a formulaic takeover. And I harp on COVID as the catalyst for the takeover. Because if we don't oppose this revolution that they're trying to bring in and then normalize, we don't have any hope into the future. Microsoft announced yesterday, last night, no more Microsoft buildings, no more people coming in. You must work from home. Well, that's part of phasing you out with the AI and showing you just how obsolete you are. We should decide to keep ourselves in the loop. Just like we hook ourselves up to respirators and not breathe air and say that it's an advancement to not have to work our lungs themselves, but that's part of who we are. And it's a form of living death to actually hook yourself up to a respirator and call it luxury. I always made the private joke to friends I have who are wealthy, who get trophy wives, who are hardworking and really smart and informed when they meet them. Within about 5 years of being married to a rich man, they are empty, lazy, stupid people that can't even tie their shoelaces. And it happens to teenagers. It happens to men. It happens to everybody. But there's the case point example of joking that, yeah, you ought to hook her up on a respirator. She'd like that even more. Wouldn't have to breathe anymore. So that's really where this is actually headed. Pentagon was asked by the Carnegie Foundation after World War II to end war. And by the 70s, they came up with a plan to actually virtual reality wire our brains into an AI computer. We would be born in an artificial pod. We'd be put into a pod. And then the heat from our body would actually power the pods with supplemental solar radiation with solar panels. And that's where this whole carbon neutral thing came up. It's not about carbon being bad for the earth. It's about saying carbon's illegal. It's about saying our life form and all their carbon is illegal. You go, God, that sounds like aliens took over. Well, Bible says a fallen alien came on the planet and is interdimensional and is here to set up a system to kill us. But it's got to get us to do it ourselves. It's got to get us to build it. And we are building it and we are enjoying it with pleasure. And a lot of you may have heard of what I just talked about, not the Pentagon reports, they're public, but the movie called The Matrix. Yeah, that's just Hollywood showing you where you're going if they have their way. And of course, that's just one level of this. They're not going to really have any humans left at all. Now they go, oh, we're dispensing with the pod people. We're just going to kill everybody. Except for the few elite that merge with machines. The ultimate form of arrogance, the ultimate form of selfishness. Big broadcast lineup today. Please stay with us. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. They're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
It's Friday, October 9th, and you're tuned in to the human resistance. You're tuned in to the heart of the love of our species, all of us together, into the future. No matter what color you are, you've got that red blood, and you're a human, and I love you. I stand with you into the future. We've come a long ways. We're going to go a lot further together than we ever dreamed. All right, let's get right into it with 24 days out from the election, when the real fight starts, the 79 days of hell, 103 days until that contest is decided, and then Trump is only a speed hump to the New World Order. We have to be the wall that stops it dead on arrival. Let me just read you some of these incredible headlines. Most of these are mainstream news. CNN, World Food Program wins Nobel Peace Prize for fight against hunger as a weapon of war. That would be like giving Jeffrey Dahmer an award for fighting against cannibalism. Or let's just say giving him an award for writing an award-winning cookbook. Or, of course, let's say the ADL giving Hitler an award. Of course, they do give awards to actual Nazis like Soros and Schwarzenegger. So I guess, well, that's not a joke. Okay, sorry. I forgot that's who they work for. World Food Program wins Nobel Peace Prize for fight against hunger as a weapon of war. I could spend the next 4 hours on this, and I'm going to spend the next segment on it, but this is the big enchilada right here. This is the king daddy of out in the open evil. They engineer the collapse, they run the COVID lockdown, and then they blame the collapse on COVID and demand total planetary control. But then there's another phase after that. It gets much worse. So told you 8 months ago it was coming. It wasn't hard to know. Tell you what's coming after that. It's not pretty. But let's look at some of these other headlines. Doomsday camp set to activate to the risk of election violence. It's an Infowars.com article, Zero Hedge story, but it links to all these mainstream news articles where they announce they're preparing for doomsday. The government is. The stage has been set for a historic national meltdown. Michael Snyder, economic collapse blog upon Infowars.com. Very well done article laying out the trifecta upon trifectas of evil. And you've got the Democrats blaming the collapse that they've engineered on Trump and the American people. Trump responds after Pelosi. She doesn't hint. She said 25th Amendment coup is taking place. And Fauci, of course, is involved in all of that. And CNN spins it. Trump's getting increasingly desperate. Sparking new fears for his health. Why, he's got double digits behind Biden. And he knows all of this is fake and they know it. But never fear. We've got the pod people are here. Big story up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Company offering portable pods for travelers concerned about catching COVID. But don't worry. Never leave your house, you obsolete person. You non-essential. Because we have the announcement by Bill Gates' company, Microsoft makes work from home permanent. Many companies to follow. That's about keeping you locked down on a postage stamp size piece of property. They have a name for it. It's called being a serf, a slave. It's called being a prisoner. And then meanwhile, Pentagon to dish out $600 million in contracts for 5G dual-use experimentation on the American people at five U.S. military sites, including aiding lethality. You can read a lot into that. We will be looking at it in great detail. And that's only one quadrant of the news we have here. It just goes on and on and on. And it all ties in with more announcements of the UN getting involved in our election to, quote, oversee the president. America needs UN intervention to oversee and to govern over America. So that's coming up. And, oh, you knew it was going to happen. Just like the leftist arms of the FBI, which is both arms at the top, always before the election, even midterm, finds some crazy guy with pipe bombs that wants to kill liberals. But you got plenty of leftists out shooting and bombing folks. Nobody even covers that. Turns out the leader of the Wolverine militia, everybody's like, man, he looks like Antifa. He looks like an anarchist. Well, turns out he is. He's their commander, Commander Trendy. And it turns out he hates Trump and hates America and hates the police and everything else. But it doesn't matter. He's a right-wing white supremacist, even though that's not what they believe in. He's an anarchic capitalist, which is what a lot of the right-wing of the Antifa are. The rest are Maoist, and like, I'm not attacking anarchy capitalism ideas in general. I'm just saying a lot of people call themselves that. They think they're real intellectual. It doesn't actually operate in the real world. And of course, I mean, it showed the house on TV with piles of trash everywhere, huge piles of beer cans, you know, needles laying around. It's some drug den with a bunch of hopped up drug addicts shooting their mouths off about what they're going to do to federal informants. And a lot of times they'll indict the federal informant and then later drop it just to protect their identity. And I said that about the Hatari militia, and it turned out one of them was a federal informant, was indicted to protect him. And I'm just saying, Mr. Antifa-looking dude, who supposedly is the leader of all this and proposed it, wonder if he gets his charges dropped in, you know, a year or so, we forget about it. I wonder if he bails out real quick. Everybody else stays in jail, but the commander. And then when militias are run by feds, militias are constitutional. They're great. They're the original self-defense. But when they're a fed, they'll go, don't listen to Jones. He's a fed. And Jones is saying militias are bad. No, I'm saying militias led by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL are bad. And I've watched them for 30 years. I've been politically active, busted. I've had them try to set me up. They haven't even tried it in a decade. Hey, Alex, you're a wimp, but we don't get violent. I've got a bomb out my car. You want it? We follow the guy out. It's an unmarked federal car. I mean, these guys think we're really stupid because there are dumb people. And so, but take the Hatari militia. They were good guys. Took the feds 2 years. They were driving to a machine gun shooting contest or, you know, Knob Creek Expo. And they're like, what if the UN occupies our cities and putting us in death camps? Well, I guess we'll have to get organized and take the local government back with some local police if they work with us. And we'll have to overthrow the UN, which is totally constitutional, what you should do if that happened. And they were arrested and charged. But even the judge said, you want me to put these people in prison if there's a UN overthrow? Even the federal judge was a liberal and said, well, that's what all Americans are supposed to do. But see, that was 6-7 years ago. Fast forward now, it's the big headlines. Oh, we need the UN to rein in the president and for oversight. We need the UN to be in charge of Trump. And we need, you know, when there's going to be a civil war, we need to be able to suppress the people that fight the UN that's going to come in with the local police departments and the Strong Cities Initiative and take them over. In other words, that was when Strong Cities was getting announced at first. I mean, this is a UN takeover. You can't, on mainline anywhere, have a medical doctor on that talks about you need zinc, you need C, you need vitamin D, or you'll die. That gets banned. And they say the UN is in charge. And then now the UN is in charge of our borders, and the UN is in charge of Trump, and the UN is in charge of who really wins the election. And the UN is in charge of the standardization of everything, and the UN's in charge of saving everyone from mass starvation. We'll talk about that when we come back. Talk about the fox guarding the hen house. This is when the fox is the hen house. And the hens are walking into the hen house, and they don't look. It's a big old fox's mouth, big old wolf's mouth. And they're just marching right in. And the fox is smiling at them, saying, you're going to love your new digs.
Hey, everybody.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. We're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live from the ATX, Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Okay, I want to explain something very simply here, but it's very complex at the same time, and it's key to understanding everything, in my humble opinion. You can give these different psychological or historical names, or factor A, factor B, factor C, but it's really simple. You've all heard of the cry wolf syndrome, whereas the boy who cried wolf over and over again, and finally when a wolf came, nobody listened. Well, there's also a problem when you're way ahead of the curve, like we've been, like all of us have been here in the Liberty Movement worldwide, and we're warning people and warning people and warning people and studying every facet of it. And then finally, when it starts really accelerating and getting into endgame, not just beta, we ourselves, the leadership of the resistance, have been expecting it so long that it's almost like cry wolf. Even though the wolf actually shows up, we've become such a friend of death, such a friend of evil by studying it. We become so accustomed to it that we go along with it. See, that's the paradox, because a lot of people were dumb. They were asleep. They were ill-informed. They're waking up right now and freaking out, and they're some of the most active people. But those of us that have been awake the longest, now that it's all actually unfolding, we're becoming, a lot of us, bummed out and depressed. I mean, I know I do sometimes, because it's just so over the top. And it's not like we're proud of ourselves even being right. We just did our job. Yeah, they have learned helplessness drills they do, and they also have situational ethics. They call it spaceship or lifeboat, where they do this with astronauts. They'll decide if somebody's got to take cyanide pills because they're not going to make it back in enough time for everybody to have enough food and water. They'll decide who's most essential and who isn't, and then you decide who dies first. Then once you've gotten into that mindset, well, now you've just given into total eugenics. And so that's really where all this is going. We have to let it hit us right between the eyes that open, tyrannical world government is here, and that it's telling us that we're not going to be able to leave our homes and that we're non-essential. Oh, and that, by the way, it's a great leap forward. It had nothing to do with COVID. You've got to stay in your house, except when your phone app tells you it's essential and the system decides what is essential behavior. And imagine the social engineering powers that that's able to then carry out. So now that I've given a little bit of background on that, let's let that burn in for a minute. Look at this. CNN. This was easy to say 8 months ago. Once they turn off the economy in the first world, it'll kill the third world. I guess that 100 million would starve to death within 2 years off previous mathematical projections of Lord Christopher Monckton and others off what even the UN said a cutting of carbon would do to the third world. Kill 1 billion people in a decade. You cut it 50%. You cut fossil fuels worldwide 50%, easily 1 billion people starve to death. That's a simple equation. Probably much worse. So I said, well, then I guess this will, you know, has a similar effect. A lot of the carbon's being cut off. They admit it's doing it. Let's say it kills 100 million. UN came out about a month later and said, we predict 135 million will starve to death in the next year. Then they said 280 million are on the verge of starving to death. And it's the very UN running the lockdown that caused this and saying, oh, COVID's causing starvation. No, your lockdown is, and you knew damn well what you were doing. But even though you could say they were wrong, oh, they meant well. Oh, now they know, and they're not stopping the lockdowns. They're intensifying them and going, we need food, and we need UN aid and UN control because these people can't leave their houses. We need to deliver them food. We need a UN invasion of all the countries, and we need trillions of Western dollars. Oh, see how that works, how the UN takes over? The UN already runs most of the third world. You go to third world countries, armored vehicles drive by the UN. They run sex slavery, drug dealing, kidnapping, killing. The UN is the most corrupt military ever seen on the planet on a wide scale. So it's a very simple equation. Somebody ought to do this with some algebra. But you have the COVID lockdown. It causes the supply chain breakdown. It causes all these businesses the third world depends on the West with. It breaks that down. No one will even buy the crops they produce. The crops are specialty crops. They starve to death. And then the UN comes in as the savior. And you sit there with mask-wearing liberals going, I'm a virtue signaler. And you're like, you're not saving anybody. It's an overblown virus. All you need is essential vitamins and minerals. Any virus will kill you without them. And please, the lockdown is going to kill the third world, and then they're going to get us next. They're going to have us locked in our houses, virtual learning, virtual commuting. They admit it's a plan to lock everyone down and say what's essential and when you can leave your house. I've got Plantopolis videos for middle school kids from 10 years ago that they show kids in the UK that show all of this exactly as we're laying it out. That's a piece I'm going to do in the next few days. I'm going to do a report on that Plantopolis series of videos. But that's what this is. It's a prison, but they call it a smart city or a smart town or a smart house, and that's their own words. So here it is. World Food Program wins Nobel Peace Prize for fight against hunger as a weapon of war. And it shows these giant military galaxy aircraft dropping food on Africans when all they needed was a job and that somebody would be able to sell their crops to. A lot of idiots that aren't farmers will go, well, let them sell their crops. Oh, yeah. What if your crop is flowers? Africa produces most of the world's flowers that they put on planes and fly back here. No one's buying the flowers. It's shut down. That's how they got food that was imported. They're dying. Africa's number one crop, flowers. Oh, you go, oh, they're growing soybeans in Africa. You can't just live off those. Again, that's how all this works. The supply chain has been broken down. this year's Nobel Prize, Norwegian Nobel Committee, which presented the award in Oslo on Friday, also described the organization as a driving force in efforts to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon. That's the richest part. That's the sickest part. A driving force in efforts to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war and conflict. Oh, my gosh. The UN went on to say that it's populism that causes the problem and causes starvation when it's the United Nations that does it. So they announced the nation state and self-determination. I mean, this is crazy. Everything they're doing, they now say the nation state is killing everyone. And the UN is stopping the use of food as a weapon when it was the head of the UN food program in 1991 in China that said, we will use food as a weapon of depopulation. I mean, folks, this is so beyond ultra epic. It's earth shaking. But you see girls out, always supermodel types with a UNICEF shirt. It's the coolest thing. You want to work with the UN. You want to work with civilization. You want to be an international, you know, relations person. You want to, and they're all involved in world corporate eugenics. The communist Chinese is the model, taking over the planet and fighting food as a weapon of war when they just instituted the global lockdown that's killing the third world, and the UN admits that the lockdown's starving them and that they're the ones that implemented it, so give them money to now drop food on their heads as photo ops and then let them all starve to death. It's the same UN that forces the Bill and Melinda Gates polio vaccines and tetanus shots full of cancer, full of polio, full of death on record. I'm Alex Jones. We are the Resistance.
There has never, in my 26 years on air, been a more critical or important time to be self-sufficient. And listen, I don't sell firearms, I don't sell ammunition. That is one of the most important things you can have, along with a good relationship with God during times like this. But what I can help you with is high-quality storable food, high-quality water filtration, all at one place. Now, you always get the very best deals from my Patriot and InfoWarsStore.com. We are their biggest distributor. But because of how crazy things are, they have agreed to give us a deal no one else has been able to get. So this is the lowest price on the lowest price, highest quality storable food you're going to find at preparewithalex.com. Now, they've extended it out just 3 days this upcoming Monday. We're only 20-something days out from the election, and it's about a week or so to be able to ship it to you. They've got the food on hand, but they cannot guarantee this one-week ship rate in the next month or so. Things are so crazy and food prices are going up. So take action now.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure. Oh, sorry, adventure's not essential. You're not allowed to get in your car, get in a smart car, go anywhere if it's not essential. You got to tell us where you're going, what you're doing there, sonny boy. Want to go swim in the lake in Austin? Can't do that. The mayor said it's bad for COVID. It's not essential. We're just practicing to see what you'll put up with, the globalists say. All right, let me put bookends on what I was just covering and then move into the rest of the UN takeover here. The UN, working for the robber barons that set it up and the Chi-Coms, openly covers up what happened in Wuhan, sets the example of lockdown, big tech enforces UN edicts on everyone, medical doctors, you name it, of what you can talk about, what you can't talk about. They cover up their own crimes with massive, unified iron curtain of Soviet-level censorship, Nazi-level censorship, hell above that. It's so intense. Then they lock down the first world, lock down all the, quote, non-essential stuff, the tourism, the flower trade, all the farming, everything. It locks down. The third world starts starving to death in mass. And then the UN says, give us more power. Give us more control. Let us invade more countries to save people that we're starving to death with our own policies we put in place. And then the Nobel Peace Prize, as a sick joke, is given to the United Nations for fighting hunger as a weapon of war, close quote, when they're carrying out a war. But that's only the first part of the equation. Then as the third world begins to totally collapse and hundreds of millions, the UN says, now will starve to death in the next 2 years, the youngest, the strongest, the most aggressive will break the borders. And what you saw with the refugee flows into Europe, the migrant flows, as they're called, organized by Soros and the UN, is the tip of the iceberg. It will be tenfold, 20-fold, 30-fold, 40-fold what it was. And then as the borders break down, the UN will say that the Western states are being mean to people, and the UN will build permanent refugee centers on both sides of the border and organize bringing the populations in, and you're under UN control, and that's exactly what's already been done. Trump ended the UN control. He removed us from the migrant refugee treaty 3 years ago, but Europe is still under it. That's why when leaders in Italy, prime ministers in Italy, stop the boats, when they're out of office a year later, they get arrested by George Soros prosecutors. This is on record. They arrested the whole leadership of the last government. And they're all on trial for crimes against humanity for stopping the Islamic North African invasion of Europe with the boats and Soros paying for it. And they've now been arrested. How's that for UN takeover? How's that for world government? So here's the articles again. World Food Program wins Nobel Peace Prize for fight against hunger as a weapon of war. Again, that's like giving Jeffrey Dahmer an award for fighting cannibalism. And here's the UN over the last 6 to 8 months. Oh, coronavirus crisis could double number of people suffering acute hunger. And of course, it got way worse than that. Oh, the crisis. You mean the lockdown you implemented? I mean, they ran this. They're the boss. Farmers dump milk, break eggs as coronavirus restaurant closings destroy demand. I've never seen anything like this. Shippers using West Coast ports can't block rail, BNSF, and Union Pacific. A Nigerian farmer's murder shows food security at tipping point. The coronavirus could double severe hunger around the world to 265 million without swift UN action. Oh, Business Insider, the very group running it. And it goes on and on and on. Instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us. A global food crisis looms. That was back in April. Oh, but don't worry. The UN just got an award for fighting food as a weapon as they use it as a weapon. It'd be like if I brought a puppy in here and got that sword hypothetically and chopped its head off, and then the S, whatever it's called, the Dog and Cat Association, whatever it is, SSPCA, whatever they're called, It'd be like if I brought a puppy in here. I would never do that. I love dogs, hypothetically. Chopped its head off, getting an award from the local animal rights group. That's how crazy this is. I mean, the UN publicly runs the lockdown, publicly says they want to depopulate, publicly are caught adding steroids in the vaccines, publicly are running these blockades, publicly are blocking good medicines going into Africa, publicly blew up Libya, publicly overthrew all these other countries to make it destabilized, then publicly organized the collapse of our borders, but they're the good guys. And it goes on and on and on. All right. But what's the left's answer? Oh, eat bugs. So there you go, folks. The UN gets an award. It'd be like, again, Hitler getting an award from Israel. Like, imagine if Benjamin Netanyahu today said, we're giving Adolf Hitler posthumously the highest Israeli award, whatever that is. I mean, it's just, it's like Superman giving an award to Lex Luthor. I mean, it's just complete inversion in your face in a sick joke. And I sit there and I talk to people that are competent and, you know, in business or whatever. And they just laugh at me and they go, oh, Alex, nothing's happening in the third world. Everything's fine. Oh, the UN doesn't run the coronavirus response, even though they publicly do. I can watch congressional hearings where they admit it all. I'm going to go to break and I'm going to come back and hit a lot of other really important news. We've got, again, the supposed militia commander up there is a Antifa individual that hates Trump, police, and America, and the Republican Party. But he is the guy that was, you know, going to get Queenie Whitmer. By the way, I would have covered the food story as our top story, regardless of the fact we're running a giant sale on high-quality, affordable food, but I think it is an example of why you do want high-quality, affordable food going into this contested election, going into the worldwide breakdown of the food supply and the delivery chain and the supply chain. I would go to preparewithalex.com. This is the final time. They haven't done a special in over 5 years. They've extended it a week and now 3 more days at preparewithalex.com. They have a 1 year, 6 month, and 1 month supplies, all massively discounted. They're already massively discounted prices. 2 days, 17 hours, 4 minutes for you to get that. And then that is it for the specials. You already find the lowest prices on their full catalog at InfoWarsStore.com. They can get around some of the contracts and agreements they have with other suppliers, other distributors, if they do it as a specialty event that's limited. So it's those items and a few other really cool items at preparewithalex.com that are already discounted, but then discounted even more. It is ridiculous. Preparewithalex.com, and then a portion of that goes to fund our operation. Separately, also, we're in the middle of a money bomb. We've raised about $700,000. About half of that, though, is product cost, or a little less. So it's still very good. It's about double, triple what we normally bring in. And that's a good extra bump for us to be able to budget into the end of this year and with all the uncertainty into next year. So thank you all for your support. These are great products that you really want anyways. Save huge right now. Save America InfoWars Money Bomb up to 60% off. Triple Patriot points, which we only do about once a year. That's 15% off on your next order. And free shipping. Rainforest Plus is the final run, super popular nootropic, our number one overall bestseller, but we're going to come out with a new formulation. So that's the last of this. If you like it, people love it. 50% off and free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, selling out fast. Plus free shipping, massive sale on that, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, cold-pressed herbs and things that are just known to boost your vitality, your libido. Experience it for yourself. Read the 5-star reviews. You owe it to yourself, and it funds the InfoWars 360 win. 50% off plus free shipping. Knockout, the amazing sleep aid that's 8 different known healthy compounds to help you sleep deeper and better and more restful. It's such a great product. We already sell it very, very low price. 50% off free shipping. Turbo Force, 10 hours of clean energy. Amazing. 50% off free shipping. So get that now. All t-shirts, $17.76 plus free shipping. So those are almost basically a cost. All SRL products. That's a specialty deal I did with a local lab that I really respect and really love. And it's 60% off plus free shipping. It's never really promoted these right in 6 months ago when they came in, but I want you to experience these. So that's an introductory offer. 60% off all SRL products and free shipping. 8-pack power stack selling out. Can't get it anymore. 60% off plus free shipping and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bomb sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack power stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. Everyone knows we need to be self-sufficient. Everyone with half a brain knows you need to have storable food that's high quality, nutritious, and lasts a long time. We've got the best sponsor. They've got the food. They're ready to ship it to you, but they're going to have to go up on prices in the next few months because of the shortages that have begun. They have the food on hand. They're ready to ship it out within a week to a week and a half, but not for much longer. So they are allowing us this last time. Big deal. It's been extended 3 days. Specials on top of their biggest specials ever at preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com has even better deals than InfoWarsStore.com. We're their biggest distributor. So contractually, we have to sell at the same price that they sell at their distributors do, which is already a great deal. But at preparewithalex.com, they're able to do a promotion on 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month supplies. $600 off on a year, and it goes from there. Go to preparewithalex.com.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage of the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre. 2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, InfoWars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, here we are in the final segment of this hour. Owen Schroyer is coming in. I've got an emergency, just like last Friday, family matter I have to attend to, part of the ongoing harassment that InfoWars goes through. Then I'll be back in the third and fourth hours today. But Owen's going to knock it out of the park. Really appreciate Owen Schroyer about to take over. The big news is Doomsday Camp set to activate due to the risk of election violence. I'll be covering that InfoWars.com and ZeroHedge.com report from ZeroHedge.com coming up in the third hour. That is a big deal. Also,
the ongoing announcements. There's more articles, Boston Globe, you name it. Oh, we need the UN to run our election. Oh, we need the UN to have oversight. What's the word? Yeah, oversight, meaning governance over the president. Oh, Governor Whitmer. Oh, you know, the Supreme Court of her state said she's a tyrant, grabbed all the power. She's out of control. She announced a new tyrannical power grab. And then magically they find a leftist group that would look like total drug addicts led by a commander that's Antifa anarchist. Well, here, just hear from him. This is Brandon Caserta. Here he is. Here's a few clips of him.
Friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
No, and they were literally violently thrown out of there. Okay. Now, they weren't violently thrown out of there by any of the bureaucrats or politicians. That's not who did it. It wasn't a lawmaker who threw them out. Okay. It wasn't a governor. You know, it wasn't a Secretary of State. It was an order-following police officer. Okay? And I'm going to show you some case law right now that will kind of guide you to the realization that these order followers are not here to protect you at all. And I really, really, really want to try to get you to understand that, because you are not going to achieve freedom by continuing to support these people under the erroneous belief that they're here to protect you. That's just incorrect. And we can.
No, Trump is not your friend, dude.
All right, that's enough of him. It goes on for hours. But the point is, obviously, the police can be out of control. Obviously, there's too big a government a lot of times. But we have a local constabulary. We create a government limited, so when a crime's committed, people get punished. Does it get out of control? Absolutely. But to say the police are what you overthrow, it's not the government, the police, well, that means he wants to be the police. When everybody says, oh, we're going to be the police now, you know what's happening. No, you need to change the government, change the laws. That's how you change the police. You don't change the police by shooting one in the head or, you know, kidnapping the governor or any of this. That helps that monster witch. So Trump's come out and exposed it, pointed out what a giant fraud it is. We got a bunch of other news coming up. Next debate moderator asked former White House communications director, should I respond to Trump? He obviously thought it was a private message. Steve Scully, what a piece of garbage. He's a big anti-Trumper, never Trumper, and accidentally sent out that private message publicly. They're all just a bunch of scheming cowards. And they've got all these fake polls out that Trump is going to lose. All the internal polls show he's going to win. That's why they say they're going to contest it, try to split the country up and bring the UN in and have secession. That's in the New York Times. That's crazy. They're trying to just normalize all this craziness. But if you can add 2 + 2 = 4, they're done. Like, the UN does the lockdown. The UN runs the censorship. The UN says the third world has to starve to death, but then says, oh, they're starving to death, and gets an award for stopping using food as a weapon. Unbelievable. Now, here's a special report on why they want to shut our show down, a new one McBreen did. Two special reports together. We're going to be right back on the other side of this. Stay with us.
Wrong. You don't have any black friends? Do you want everyone to think that you're an ally and not a racist? Well, now's your chance to get woke with Black Lives Matter. And we've made it easy in this all-new, sensational, step-by-step instructional video. Here's what you'll learn. How to block traffic. How to pull down racist statues. How to burn the American flag. Harass diners. How to make a Molotov cocktail. How to regurgitate CNN talking points. Learn how to instantly spot a Nazi or white supremacist. And of course, we'll teach you the best ways to loot and riot. Plus, learn the basics of identity politics. Learn how to play the race card. Learn how to pull BS statistics straight out of your ass.
93% of the protests are peaceful.
Learn how to put the names of criminal thugs on football helmets. And check out our special bonus feature, how to fake a hate crime. with your woke instructors, Bubba Wallace and Jesse Smollett.
What happens if I get caught looting
or destroy property?
Yeah, what happens if they catch me burning this building down?
No problem. We've got Soros operatives ready to bail you out and set you free. All charges dropped.
That means we can keep rioting over and over again. No worries.
No consequences.
No Just make sure you check out our GPS map included in this video for a complete list of all the Democrat-controlled cities where total anarchy is not only considered peaceful protest, it's also encouraged. So get woke with Black Lives Matter.
The building just exploded! Oh my God!
Woo! Burn that motherfucker down! But wait, there's more. If you act now, we'll throw in this free CD collection of BLM's greatest hits. Sing along with all the woke BLM chants like oink, oink, bang, bang.
Oink, oink, bang, bang. Oink, oink, bang, bang.
No borders, no wall, no USA at all.
No borders, no walls, no USA at all.
Hey man, is that Black Lives Matter?
Hell yeah.
We'll turn it up.
Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon.
Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon.
In their brand new hit single, Your Jesus. You know the words, sing along. So order your copy today and get woke with Black Lives Matter. Now accepting EBT cards, order before November 3rd and get this free t-shirt for toddlers. Get woke with Black Lives Matter.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. The answer to 1984. is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer sitting in here for Alex Jones for a couple segments. Alex will be back. And I'm sitting here debating what I want to get into now. I am going to be hosting the War Room later, and I'll be getting into a lot of this news then. What is the big story? All the different layers of protection of the deep state, all the different, as Nancy Pelosi said, arrows in the quiver of the deep state, as we have now found out, Revolver.News today, working to replace Drudge, formerly the Great Drudge Report. That's their goal. Came out with this exclusive today. Rigged, the chairman of the Presidential Debate Commission, is co-founder of Color Revolution Org, linked to Steele dossier and more. And so this whole thing, I mean, I'm going to be covering it on the War Room. I haven't had time to go through all of it. I believe there may also be a Soros connection, but point is, just another layer of the deep state. They're in control of the Presidential Debate Commission. Oh, no wonder you had Chris Wallace, a Democrat, debating Trump in the first debate. No wonder they allowed Biden to back out and then said, no, it was Trump. Another layer of the deep state. Was the President of the United States, was the White House targeted for COVID? Or do you believe this report, or do you believe the positive tests? 34 people connected to White House are infected with COVID, according to leaked FEMA report. Leaked FEMA report. Kayleigh McEnany tested positive for COVID, hasn't even shown a symptom. Trump's already over it. And you know, there's a story here that Trump mentioned that nobody's really picking up. And it is kind of just like Trump, where he's not even making a big deal of this. It's like he makes a big deal of it once and then he moves on. Fauci says reasonably good chance Regeneron antibody therapy helped Trump. So Trump literally got to Walter Reed and they were like, yeah, here's what we're doing. They're like, what do you have here? What is this? They're like, well, we're not sure about this, kind of experimental. He's like, just give it to me. I'll take it. Let's go. And then it worked. And everybody was freaking out, like, what is this cocktail? He could die. It's not good. And he said, screw it. I got to get back to work. Give me the damn thing. And I think he's now fully recovered. Slated to begin campaign activities this weekend. Or begin again, if you will. But here's what I think I'm going to get into on the other side, and then maybe just open up the phone calls to get your take on this. Because I had a call on this last night, and then Alex Jones will be right back. This is from Foxworth for Congress. He's running here in Texas. Almost 4 years after we were told that justice is coming, the Proud Boys, QAnon, Alex Jones, the Red Elephants, Molyneux, and numerous others are gone. Not one single indictment has been brought forward against the deep state. So, you know, it just makes you wonder, doesn't it? This is over. Stop pretending this is a legit system. This individual is running for Congress. Boy, that's the kind of person we need in. Headline from the Gateway Pundit today. Bill Barr gives China Joe a kiss. It's exactly what they did. It's exactly what Bill Barr did. Maybe even a little more. Maybe a rub and tug. AG tells GOP leaders DOJ investigation into Obamagate scandal won't be released until after the election. Yeah, that's a good rub and tug right there. That's not a kiss. That's a happy ending. And then the troll from Russia, you know, I'm actually pissed that Putin did this, but he doesn't even care. I mean, the Russian humor at this point, funnier than American humor. Putin says he wants to work with Biden, claims shared values between Democrats and communism. You bastard, Putin. You bastard! Why did you do this to us? They're gonna use this joke against us, damn it!
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul.
I'm thinking about opening up the phone lines and asking you, because I had a caller last night bring up the situation with Bill Barr. We have all the evidence. What are we waiting for? And what Bill Barr can do, now it appears he's not going to do. The headline from the Gateway Pundit is Bill Barr gives China Joe a kiss. And you know what? I think I need to make I'm going to become the editor in chief for a moment here for the Gateway Pundit. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jim Hoff. I'm just going to have to re-edit this headline for you. Bill Barr gives China Joe a happy ending. That's the PG version. Attorney General tells GOP leaders Department of Justice investigation into Obamagate scandal won't be released until after the election.
Oh. Oh. You were that close to justice, America. You were that close to knowing the truth. You were that close to finally taking down the deep state. But no. Alas, Bill Barr reached under the table and gave Joe Biden's campaign a rub and tug. And said, don't worry about those scandals. Don't worry about the treason. Don't worry about Obamagate. No. We've got your back. You're going to stay out of prison for at least another month. And then their excuse is, we don't want to meddle in the election. Oh. So let me get this straight. You caught the Obama campaign and the Democrats meddling in the election red-handed, and we've all seen the documents now. But you don't want to go after them because you don't want to meddle in the election. Oh. Hmm. Okay. So I had a caller last night ask me what we should do about this. Is it time to start calling for the ousting of Barr? Because now Haspel and Ray have all the momentum against them. They're not going to be lasting much longer. But people with Barr, there's been some support for Barr. A lot of people really like Barr. People have high expectations for Barr. Did Barr just reveal himself as a deep state agent? Do you have any faith left in Bill Barr anymore? Because this is clearly a move to sabotage Trump. I mean, I don't know how else you can really measure this. This is clearly a move to sabotage President Donald J. Trump. Protecting the people that went after him? Making sure Biden can run a clean campaign without all of his scandal and corruption getting in the way? Yeah. I think it's sad, but I think Bill Barr has shown now his true colors. I think Bill Barr, he's done some nice TV interviews. He said some nice things. He's had some nice meme magic. He hasn't been a total rat, but at the end of the day, what did he do? He just set a screen for Joe Biden. He just alley-ooped Joe Biden. So that's a total sabotage of President Trump. That's a total sabotage of justice. And that's a total spit in the eye of us, of you, of the American people. And it's really just getting so out of control at this point. I don't know what the president has to do. I don't know what we have to do, but this is ridiculous. Kyle Rittenhouse is still rotting in jail. In fact, let's sum it up in one short clip. Do we have that clip edited yet, guys, censored? The de Blasio? Okay. This lady sums it up nicely. But it really is the encapsulation of the clown world that we're in right now. It's the encapsulation of the madness of Democrat Party politics and what we're putting up with. And this is on a very kind of mid-level. It's not the lowest level. It's not the highest level. It's kind of mid-level that we can all relate to. So is it censored now, guys? So listen to this lady. I'm not sure who she is. This clip's just going viral. In New York, Bill de Blasio was on the television news this morning, and here was her response.
Hey, Maid de Blasio, I saw you today on New York One. I did. I saw you asking the NYPD for a plan. Plan to help you get out of this mess with the Jewish communities because you shut them down. What are they doing that you need a plan? Are they throwing bricks at cops? Are they burning businesses down? No, they're quietly protesting their own confined environment because you shut them down. But you know what? When Antifa was running around New York City and they were burning down businesses and they were taking away from the taxpaying people that own businesses here, you did nothing. Your main concern was painting a thing on the street. You didn't care, but now you give a You took away 57% of their overtime in September, and now you want their help? What are you, out of your mind? You need a mental evaluation, you freaking clown.
Pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? Bill de Blasio is finger painting while the city burns to the ground. Businesses are leaving. People are moving out in droves. And he's finger painting on the street while his daughter has an OnlyFans. I won't go after the daughter, but she's a commie protester. She likes to, you know, pose naked for commies. And this clown is putting on a face mask. He says Trump was on a balcony without a face mask. And then he does a photo shoot and he literally is out on a balcony without a face mask so that he can have the photo shoot of putting one on. I mean, seriously, folks, we've got to start asking ourselves some real questions here. And, you know, I see the. I was always going to make a little joke there about, like, is Michelle Obama a man? But I was like, you know what? Don't do that. You got to be serious here. But then it hit. That's actually it. And it's not, isn't Michelle Obama a man or not? It's who are these people? Who really are these people? Is Bill de Blasio really a 13 IQ dumbass? Or is he intentionally sabotaging? Is he a communist agent? Is he blackmailed? I mean, we need to seriously start asking ourselves some questions here. But the people that ask the questions, like Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer, they get banned everywhere, see? So maybe the questions we're asking are the right questions. Imagine you're in New York City and it's burning to the ground. You can't even go out of New York right now. You may get mugged. You're going to get mugged and you're going to get robbed. Businesses are out of business, leaving town. People are leaving town. And de Blasio is literally face painting, finger painting on the street, Black Lives Matter, putting on a mask for COVID when no one's within 100 yards of him. This is a clown world. And it's time we start asking, who are these clowns? Who is Bill de Blasio? Who is Attorney General Barr that can't even get an indictment? Can't even make a move? Can't even make a statement? Who are these people? You know, the only measurement I can figure that Trump is making is he's hoping that 2020 is such a landslide and we get so many good people in office, we just continue to turn this tide. But man, that's high hopes right there. That's playing it real close to the chest.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they're beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that and let them know that we know
who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Sitting in for Alex Jones, he will be joining us shortly. Let me just put out the phone number. If Alex isn't back, I'll take phone calls in the next segment. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Specifically regarding now Attorney General Barr, who's not going to be moving, who's not going to be doing his job to move against Obama and Biden and all the cohorts with their treasonous plot, their coup attempt. You know, I'm sitting here just analyzing all of it. And it's such a dynamic quagmire that we have to get ourselves out of. And it's like, if you make the wrong twist or contortion of your body, then the rope that's got your leg tangled up will get worse. But maybe you freed your right arm. But now you got a twist to get that one off your left leg, and then oh, you just got your caught in this thing on your right leg now. It's like, how do you contort and twist to get out of this without having something else grab you and keep you in bondage? And so we're seeing right now, the deep state globalists are running every single play in their playbook. Pretty much in 2020, they've run just about everything. I mean, until the aliens come down from the sky, they've ran just about every play they've got in the book. And we still got 24 days to the election. So, hey, a little gray alien may come climbing down a mountain soon. And say, I'm advanced alien from the future. Vote Biden. And you go, oh, yeah, aliens for Biden, Martians for Biden. Or maybe they'll say, I'm here to destroy you and we love Trump. Trump wants to destroy you. He's one of us. Their fake pandemic. Their staging of false flags. All the different things they've done to try to get Trump out of the office. And then they get caught. See, this is the good news. Everybody knows that they were going to come out today with Nancy Pelosi and make the 25th Amendment to get Trump out of the White House. And everybody saw it coming. Because that's one of those things that it's like, usually only InfoWars is ahead of that curve. Everybody saw this one coming, and so they had to do a bait and switch and say, oh, well, we're just doing this for future presidents, and so now the story is they're going to remove Biden. Think about that. The Democrats have already shown you their hand to get Biden out of office. He hasn't even won yet, and they're already getting ready to remove him from office. These people have gone mad with power. And it appears now Bill Barr may be covering for them. I don't know, folks. When you've got all of this corruption and so many people going with the management plan of, well, just wait it out, just wait it out. Vote, get these people out of office, and then in time we can clear this up. No, here's the problem. This is a vicious, rabid attack dog that will never stop coming for you. You may be able to distract it with a bone for a minute, but it's as soon as finished with that bone, it's coming for you. You can put it in the cage, but it's going to get out of that cage. No, you have to put it up. You've got to put it down. And so the only thing I could think, if there's actually people that are trying to fix the country right now, is they hope that we can do this politically with elections and that they don't have to arrest anybody or indict any of their friends or actually do anything about the treason that just happened under the Obama administration. But it's really just a joke level at this point. When Kyle Rittenhouse and the McCloskeys are facing the worst of punishments for non-aggression principle, McCloskeys didn't do anything violent. Kyle Rittenhouse was attacked viciously, and he had to protect his life. And they're the bad guys, but if you're Antifa, if you're BLM, if you go out in the street mobs and murder and loot and destroy, nothing happens to you. It's a two-ruled, two-tier justice system from the bottom to the top. If you're a Democrat, you can commit treason and nothing happens. If you're Trump and you call the president of Ukraine to congratulate him for winning an election, you committed treason and you must be removed from office. If you're a Democrat and you commit heinous crimes, the media will cover for you. If you're a Republican and you jaywalk, well, you're the worst person ever. You're a conservative, you're standing outside of a pro-life rally, or you're standing outside of a abortion clinic during COVID and you have a sign or you're riding on the sidewalk, no more abortion, my body, my choice. No masks, you get arrested. You go to jail. But if you're Antifa and you just burn down 10 buildings, cause $2 billion of destruction, or BLM, just robbed a liquor store, robbed a gas station, robbed a Target. Nothing. Zero. Zilch. Nada. It's about as bad as it gets, folks. And the only thing that gets worse from here is they literally start coming after you to put you in internment camps, which they're already announcing they're going to do in Canada for COVID, a fake pandemic. And then you see all the celebrities that are totally sold out. And it's just the most pathetic thing you've ever seen in your life. So when we get back from this break that we're about to take in 60 seconds, Alex Jones is going to be back in studio. Maybe I'll stick around here if he wants me and we can get into this. But, yep, Bill Barr has, let the Biden campaign know, don't worry, I got you. I got your back. You're going to be able to run clean. And if you win, then you'll be fine. You'll get away with all the treason. So will Obama and Rice and all of them. And that's their plan, folks. That's their plan. So, we're facing a real bad situation with Barr and Haspel and Ray all sold out for Trump. And all Trump is trying to do is save this country. I mean, all he's trying to do is save the world, really, from this creeping communism that he knows will be total destruction. So when we get back, Alex Jones will be here. We've got your calls lined up. We've got other great guests coming on. Folks, thank you so much for your support during the 40-hour live transmission. We still have sales at InfoWarsStore.com. So hop over to InfoWarsStore.com during this short break, and we'll be right back with you.
We're coming up in a few months on 14 years that My Patriot Supply has been our big food sponsor. In the past, I had a bunch of different sponsors. They'd be good for a while, then they'd become unreliable. And I just operate off listener reviews and what I personally buy, what I like. And they're the best. For the price you pay, no one can come even close to the quality of this food. A lot of it tastes gourmet. The rest of it tastes, you know, pretty good, okay. That compared to competition, stuff that costs the same amount, it all tastes like crap. So, and that's what you see in the reviews. That's what you see from the listeners. Now, they can't go lower ever than the prices at InfoWarsStore.com because of other distributors. But they have decided, this is very, very rare, to give us an even better deal at PrepareWithAlex.com, where you can get $600 off your supply $300 off 6 months, $160 off 3 months, and a bunch of other specials as well. But it's only for a limited time. It ends in 3 days at preparewithalex.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel, leave your home, until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Forever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not freaking humans, okay? You know what I want covered tomorrow night? I want this covered tomorrow night. I want GMOs covered. I want what's going on covered. I want to fight these son of a bitches. I don't want to have half measures. I don't want to die and have them win. I'm sick of their crap. And I don't know how to totally beat them, but first, like Howard Beale says in Network, you've got to get mad. You've got to get angry. You've got to find your humanity. Some New World Order ass in the InfoWars.
Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Band.video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
But you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am here back in studio. Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun with me on this live Friday edition. And we do have a special guest coming up in the next hour, a really funny satirist. This is a family show, but he did create a new mascot for college. And so we're going to be talking about that mascot. He got in one of the live feeds of the college leadership and proposed the new SJW mascot. So it's pretty funny. That individual who everybody talks about and loves, I've just become familiar with his work recently, Cole Hirsch, will be joining us coming up. Oh, and I want to be not an apologist for the Attorney General. I want to be a realist about what's going on. So for stations that just joined us, for listeners that just joined us, recap for a couple minutes why you're upset and what Bill Barr has done, saying that there's not going to be any October surprise or November 1st surprise concerning the deep state spying on President Trump's campaign, then president-elect and the president, or the ongoing espionage. Go ahead and speak to that.
Well, that's kind of the cherry on top. I mean, at the base of it, you have all the left-wing terrorism that they get away with. But if you're a church or a pro-life group, you get arrested, or a salon owner, you get arrested, you go to jail. It's the shutting down of the economy. It's all of this stuff. And then it's like, okay, well, you know what? Now they tell us that, well, we've shown you all the documents. Obama spied. Hillary ran the whole Russian hoax, and it was a total treasonous coup plot against the president. But we're going to wait because we don't want to be political about it. And we'll maybe release it after the election, which to me just says they're never going to release it.
And that's like saying if Obama had a five-year-old boy tied up in his basement, we're not going to go save the little boy because it would make the Democrats look bad. But this is the system they set up, and because Comey wanted to be back in the White House, he released some of the Hillary stuff on the eve of the election, just because he's a political operator and thought that Trump could be compromised. That didn't happen, so then they have egg on their face. But let's just pull back from this. We know Bill Barr was high-level CIA. We know Bill Barr was brought in by H.W. Bush in the early 1990s, right before the Clintons. We know who these people are. And so he represents the older establishment that doesn't want to completely destroy America, but wants to carry out globalism that we kind of control. The newer globalists are run by communist China. They're the latter phase of it for the takedown of America. So now the dialectic is, on the right, you've got globalists that just don't want to destroy America. They want us to have a seat at the New World Order. And then you've got the hyper-globalists that want all nation states totally destroyed. So we have a paradigm of that false debate right there. And Barr represents those that want to slowly salami slice America up in little pieces and digest it with enjoyment instead of a big, messy burn it all down at once, because he understands that he'll probably get put in a gulag during that process as he's as well. So anybody that, you know, lionizes Barr, anybody that thinks it's all magically going to get fixed, I mean, this just proves all the Q-tard stuff is not accurate. That doesn't mean people that like Q or researching are bad. They always come to me on the street and say, did you hear about the child kidnapping rings or the Federal Reserve's private or the eugenics or the New World Order? I'm like, yeah, I knew a little bit about that. They go, you got it from Q. And I go, yes, I started my show with Q 26 years ago. I mean, I'm glad that they're informed. I'm glad they're getting involved. But this is the babies waking up. And this is kind of the esoteric pap they like a cereal box, you know, decoder ring or something. I don't look down on them. They just don't know how surrounded Trump is, how dangerous it is, how many indictments the Southern District has ready on his family, how many indictments Letitia James has. I mean, I know about these indictments. Okay. I mean, I talk to the folks that are involved in it. Okay. I mean, because I'm involved in it. Okay. I'll just leave it at that. So that's where all this is. And I live in the real world, and I want to assess that we're waking up. The world's coming back to its senses. We've launched a major populist offensive, and the globalists want to shut it down. The UN came out and won a Nobel Peace Prize today for stopping food being used as a weapon. The COVID lockdown causes the food shortages is killing millions. That's food as a weapon. And they said, oh, the populist and nation states are causing the starvation. So this is a global government UN drill to lock down the world economy, to destroy local economies, to destroy local businesses and farmers, to consolidate power with the big mega tech titans who've all gotten, you know, almost doubled their wealth, all of them. And then they literally in the Nobel Prize say, you are stopping hunger and using food as a weapon, and you're crushing populist and the nations. It actually says it. I read it at the start of the show. I'll go back over it again. So just think of the magnitude of that, Owen. We're now out in the open facing a world government that's giving awards to itself for exterminating people as a sick joke.
Well, and that's what's so frustrating, Alex, is that there is no more gray area in this. There is no more, secret. You don't need a secret decoder. Like, it's all out. We've seen it all. I mean, just.
But babies can't deal with something straight up. They need a little piece of it. And then they've got magic and it's esoteric. And they're in the club and no, exactly. World government's out in the open. And then they're all waiting. Oh, everyone's secretly been arrested. Hillary's been in jail 3 years. Everything's fine. Oh, Barr, you know, they're going to get them all. Oh, Durham. He already told you. Durham's indicting a couple low-level FBI agents that falsified reports. That's it. Because they're covering their own asses because Trump hasn't gotten full control of the executive branch of the bureaucracy. He hasn't gotten that done yet because the bureaucracy is strong and elastic and like a blob. But here's the good news. With every waking day, more people don't trust mainstream media. More people are awake. And the COVID thing was the globalist desperate action to get us back under control. And it's backfired magnificently against Gates and all of it. And let's walk through that, Owen, when we come back. Because, look, for people on the front line, like all you great listeners and supporters, and Owen, it's frustrating. Me too. I'm worse than he is about getting upset. But we knew all this was coming. This is where we are, but we've come back from so far behind, like 200 points behind. Now we're like 15 points behind. We're winning, folks.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers. We're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
There has never in my 26 years on air been a more critical or important time to be self-sufficient. And listen, I don't sell firearms. I don't sell ammunition. That is one of the most important things you can have, along with a good relationship with God during times like this. But what I can help you with is high-quality storable food, high-quality water filtration, all at one place. Now, you always get the very best deals from My Patriot and InfoWarsStore.com. We are their biggest distributor. But because of how crazy things are, they have agreed to give us a deal no one else has been able to get. So this is the lowest price on the lowest price, highest quality storable food you're going to find at preparewithalex.com. Now, they've extended it out just 3 days this upcoming Monday. We're only 20-something days out from the election, and it's about a week or so to be able to ship it to you. They've got the food on hand, but they cannot guarantee this one-week ship rate in the next month or so. Things are so crazy, and food prices are going up. So take action now.
And perhaps, most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be. It's estimated that 200 million people have died. 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Right after Joe Biden made that statement that more than 60% of America has died from COVID-19, when it's not even 200,000 in reality, he went on to say 6 million have lung scarring and heart damage. It's all made up. But you know where he got it? The mainstream media that continues to actually say things like that.
They said that 4% of America would be dead already. Of course, it's 0.0000 and then add a number because the numbers vary. It's a real virus, just like people being struck by lightning is real. But to shut down society over lightning strikes is hysteria and is mind control. The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Cut to the chase.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
So, let's go ahead and cut to the chase here. The banking cartels that control big tech, that control communist China, the New World Order, the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, the stated globalists, the technocrats, Michael Bloomberg, Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, Zuckerberg, Bill Gates are on record. I mean, there was an article out in Bloomberg a couple years ago with Bloomberg. It was like the king technocrat. And he said, I will decide what you eat, where you live, and what job you have. I know best. He's a megalomaniac saying in an article about him, it's like Bloomberg meet the top ruling technocrat. I think that's the headline. And you read it, it's like a joke, but they're writing it for the narcissist lunatic. And you look at Bezos, there it is. Bloomberg knows best why the media tycoon could be the Democrats' best shot at victory. Oh, no, that's another one. That's the Times of London. No, you didn't find the one. Type in Bloomberg technocrat, click web. Bloomberg technocrat, click web. And it's all about he's God and he knows. And then what does Bill Gates say? Oh, hi, I'm your doctor. I'm going to put hundreds of vaccines in you a year that go in and rechange your actual DNA and make everybody sick and die too. And I've been caught killing people with vaccines, but I'm just going to do it. So here's the deal, guys. We can hope Bill Barr is going to save us. We can hope Donald Trump is going to save us. You're going to have to stop complying. Because when you comply with a mask, you're saying yes to contact tracers and yes to the overblown scam that's COVID-19 and yes to the forced inoculations, the whole agenda, as we told you 8 months ago. And I know you know that. But it doesn't get better now. All that liberty we had, the gas tank ran out. Now it's tyranny time. Tea time. Big tea time. And the tyrants, T for tyranny, tyrannus, are making their move right now. And it's full court press. And it doesn't stop till they're removed. It's actually quite easy to beat them, though. Bill Gates, Ted Turner wants to kill everybody, too. He's on record. Prince Philip. They all say, I want a world government, kill everybody. They don't like big cities. They don't like you being around. They don't like you having resources. They're miserable trash. And so instead of going, oh, Jones is dystopic. Man, that guy's got a bad attitude about life. No, I'm a realist. I actually love my life. I enjoy everything. I enjoy fighting. I enjoy eating food. I enjoy working hard. I enjoy hiking. I enjoy my family. I'm just here being real. I mean, these powerful globalists have an agenda. We've been right about the agenda. No one else had the courage to lay it out hardcore like it is. And this is it. So I bet on you. I believe in you. I think you're going to learn about this and get pissed. Those of you that are smarter are regular listeners, not kissing your ass. You're it. You're the best there is. You're the globalist main enemy. Look in the mirror. And they just hope you don't go convert other people to reality. And all I got to do is show them the globalist own quotes, show them the films we put out, show them the material, and then they can see in front of them how the world works and everything suddenly makes sense. I can't tell you the retired generals and colonels and all sorts of people and corporate heads that go, man, Jones, nothing made sense till I read this or saw that or heard you talk about it. And I went and looked it up and none of it's a lie. You're telling the whole truth. I mean, Dr. Russell Blaylock was already super smart. Famous brain surgeon. He heard my show 20 years ago, went and researched it, and got so freaked out by it, he basically went off the radar and got ready for the total collapse like 5 years ago. I mean, and here's what I'm telling you. InfoWars is not everything. We're only the catalyst, or like an enzyme that goes into this sauce we're in, goes into this storm, goes into this environment, goes into this climate, and triggers you to do what you're already spring-loaded to do, and that's overcome tyrants, not submit to them. You don't evolve to submit. That's de-evolution. You evolve to overpower them, and that's what you've got to do. So this is, by all intents and purposes, an alien attack. I don't see flying saucers. I've never seen green men. I don't get into that. I'm saying what the globalists are building with clones and all this new GMO and all this nanotech, they call it alien. Kurzweil goes, oh, I don't believe in aliens. We're making them on the planet, though. Oh, I don't believe in God. I'm going to be God. See how that works? And so they're telling you to the media they got through fraud, they bought up through fractional reserve banking, that you're obsolete and you suck and you're done. Stay in your house. Wear your little diaper mask. Go away. Don't do all this crap. We're going to protect you. It's never going to end. Because they think you're weak. And they think they're not going to get in trouble because they haven't gotten in trouble for 60 years of stuff they've done. But that's what always happens to dictators and oligarchies. But now when Bill Gates arrogantly comes up on TV and says, you're going to take 5 shots a year for just one vaccine and it's going to hurt you, but you're going to do it. Starts giggling and gloating like a supervillain. And then he wonders why everyone hates him. So he hires more PR firms to say, I'm not a supervillain. And all it makes it is worse. That's the enemy bleeding out in front of you. Let me explain. So when I tell you how bad we were off 25 years ago, nobody knew this. We were way behind, but I believed in you. Now we're surpassing the enemy. And as long as we start non-complying, and as long as we start educating everyone everywhere we go, grocery stores, hike and bike trail, I do it everywhere because I'm overcoming. I'm on fire. I don't get tired fighting. I get stronger fighting. I will not submit. Bill Gates is not better than me, and I will not have my gravestone and your gravestone pissed on by that damn piece of filth. Oh, and you see what I'm saying now?
I absolutely see what you're saying. It's just, you know, I mean, how do we get enough people to wake up before the tyranny is entrenched and we can never get out of it? I mean,
we're going to get, I understand, and we've got the key people. If they realize that they're more important than we are, quite frankly, we've already detonated with their support. The wavelength, it's already going out. And if they supercharge what we say and what we do and add their own research to it, it will vaporize the enemy.
Yeah.
That's why they finally banned Q. Some people I know launched Q because they didn't want to get sued for saying real stuff that was going on. It got hijacked by the enemy. The president wanted it dropped. Then it grew so well. People said, hey, it's actually positive now. You notice I came out, endorsed it right before the president did. And then now it's that's just an idea. So the way Q has been vaporizing the enemy is another example. This can't be stopped, brother.
Well,
when people learn they're going bankrupt and people learn they're dying of cancer because of Bill Gates, what's going to happen to him? You think the wave we're in right now has been big, brother? The wave coming is going to be 50 times bigger. We're going to be sitting back in 10 years, 20 years, looking, if we're still alive, looking back and feeling sorry for the New World Order. I mean, they're going to get their torn limb from limb politically.
Yeah, I just think.
You think that little sack of filth, this sack of filth family, take us on? We eat him, not he doesn't eat us. I eat you, boy. You don't eat me. You got that, you sack of filth? Go ahead, sorry.
I'm just really upset that Bill Barr isn't the patriot we hoped he would be. That's all. I'm just pissed off that we have to go through bullcrap and Obama still gets to buy luxurious mansions after he commits treason. That's all it is. It's just, you know, it's just a depressing thing, Alex. I'm not depressed. I see America waking up. I mean, I see Trump getting empowered. Trump's going to win in a landslide. This is all great stuff. It's just like, it's just depressing how pathetic it gets when you have people walking outside in masks and, you know, it's all bullcrap and Bill Barr can't even go after people and do his job when, you know,
but
it's
Barr, I'm not even defending Barr, but he did say this is the greatest slavery since slavery.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to break. Come back in 5 more minutes, women. We got a special guest. You're right, shotgun with a guest if you'd like. But let's move away from being upset about Barr not being a purist. He was involved in special corrupt technician teams internationally for George Herbert Walker Bush. Look at it more as a defection to us that he's more and more like 80% working against him. I mean, these leopards don't change their spots, Bubba.
I just like to see treasonous tyrants put in jail.
What you need to understand is they're... I'll explain this when we come back.
All right.
We can debate it if you want.
I don't want to debate it. There's no debate. I want Obama to be arrested.
No, I hear you. Well, I want more than that.
But yeah, listen, so I mean, that's all it
is. There's a dialectic to this, but let's go to break and come back and break this down a little bit, okay?
It's never going to happen. I mean,
if they arrest Obama, it makes him a victim.
Of course not. I understand
those guys they wound up to kidnap Whitmer that are Antifa. That makes her look better.
Nah, that's an irrelevant.
All right. I got to plug your radio.
They tried to set us there.
Everything's screwed. We're all effed. Hey, anyways, the point is that we need your financial support. You're awesome. We appreciate you. You've done a great job with all the food shortages already starting and all the collapses that are going on. PrepareWithAlex.com. You'll find $600 off on the highest quality year of storable food, $300 off on 6 months, $160 off on 1 month. InfoWarsStore.com. And there's also a toll-free number. InfoWarsStore.com. has the full spectrum of specials on it for My Patriot, but preparewithalex.com has those three specials that I just mentioned, the 1 year, the 6 month, and the 1 month, all massively discounted with some other specials as well. That is preparewithalex.com. There's 2 days, 14 hours, and a few minutes to be able to do that. Preparewithalex.com. Find the best deals there. And at InfoWarsStore.com, we have Save America InfoWars Money Bomb, up to 60% off, plus triple Patriot points and free shipping, clearance sale in case Trump gets assassinated or whatever. We're getting as much money in our coffers as we can to operate into the future. So now is the time to take this very serious. I want to thank you all for your support. And just to tell you need X2, you need X3, you need DNA Force. You need Winter Sun. You need 8-Pack Power Stack. We'll be right back with hour number 3.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bomb sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-Pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. Everyone knows we need to be self-sufficient. Everyone with half a brain knows you need to have storable food that's high quality, nutritious, and lasts a long time. We've got the best sponsor. They've got the food. They're ready to ship it to you, but they're going to have to go up on prices in the next few months because of the shortages that have begun. They have the food on hand. They're ready to ship it out within a week to a week and a half, but not for much longer. So they are allowing us this last time, big deal. It's been extended 3 days, specials on top of their biggest specials ever at preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com has even better deals than InfoWarsStore.com. We're their biggest distributor. So contractually, we have to sell at the same price that they sell at their distributors do, which is already a great deal. But at preparewithalex.com, they're able to do a promotion on 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month supplies. $600 off on a year, and it goes from there. Go to preparewithalex.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Whitmer attempted kidnapping by Antifa, which none of the media will cover, but on their own site, their commander, looks just like you, I'm joking, says he hates Trump, hates capitalism, hates America, hates all this stuff, because the really trendy communists always call themselves anarchists. None of it makes any sense. But let's just get back to Bill Barr. You knew Durham, who's been on this case almost 3 years is doing nothing. And think of it as they're not going to push the deep state too hard, so they don't push a coup attempt against Trump too hard. I think it's a miscalculation. I think it shows weakness. And I think it'll only intensify them trying to get the UN involved openly in our election and removing the president, which they're in the news saying, New York Times, UN states the seat. UN certifies our leader. This is treason. I agree that Trump needs to go all out and just arrest these people. But they'll go, oh, that's political. You're a dictator. No, they're the ones trying to be dictators. So just because someone commits a crime in the threat continuum, you've got to raise it to that point.
I just see what everyone else sees, and it's just frustrating. I mean, I'm not sitting here claiming that Bill Barr is the end of America. I'm just simply saying this sucks. You know, I thought Bill Barr was going to hit a home run.
But we've known. I mean, listen, I told you they're not going to indict all these people. Okay, you believe? Okay, Q Lord said,
Alex. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying there's no justice here. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. They never executed Napoleon. He killed millions of people because he was a king. He was an emperor. They put him on a damn island. That's what these elites do. They don't ever get in trouble.
I know. I'm sick of it. I'm damn sick of it. But, you know, Trump, coughed. So he just is a super spreader now. You know, banned conservatives because they think there's only two genders.
Yeah, well, it's time for us to stop. I agree. The discrimination, the bullying against us is wrong. Speaking of that, what do you think of the Daily Beast saying that the only people the leader loved was us? Meanwhile, we love Trump. He says F Trump. Here, let's go ahead and play a clip of the commander of the Antifa militia that they now say is under Trump's command. Here it is.
No, Trump is not your friend, dude.
Dude.
And it amazes me that people actually
believe
that.
Grow your hair back.
When he's shown over and over and over again.
I've got 5 points.
That he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
What does that even mean? But then obviously once they collapse the government, they'll bring in something 10 times worse.
So they had, I think it was 14 guys that they were able to get set up in this deal. And it looks like an FBI set up sting operation. And I think, you know, maybe.
Think so? Think it looks like it?
Well, you know, you got to be careful what you say these days. They'll come raid this place in a minute if we say the wrong thing. So,
oh, we better not then.
There was 14 of these guys, and I think everybody kind of sees what's going on. You go, find some guys on the internet or whatever that are pissed off about whatever political thing, and then you
look at their commander.
Right, and of course they're saying that these are all Trump supporters. There was one person in there that had any, in these 14 individuals that had any evidence that he had any.
You mean the media is lying again? No, they had this ready for months. Whitmer's in trouble with the Supreme Court saying she's a tyrant, and that's why they did this.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was funny too, because it's like, look, nobody's calling to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. We're saying, hey, look, she's the one that sent COVID infested
patients.
She's
kidnapping everyone. She puts us under lockdown.
Exactly.
Which is a form of kidnapping. Let me tell you what's coming up next, though. Look at this right here, Owen. Can't say the name on air. It's not family friendly. But we can document cam for TV viewers. Document cam. Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, where have I seen her before? Where have I seen that?
Actually, it kind of looks like a leftist woman.
Well, this is the new mascot.
See the armpit hair?
We've got Cole Hirsch coming up, and he actually discovered this creature. This gender neutral creature. And he's going to be joining us straight ahead. Stay with us. Again, Owen Schroyer is the host of The War Room. And he thought Bill Barr was going to save us. He might still save us. Maybe he's
cute. No, Alex, I'm just pissed he's not doing his job.
Owen.
That's all it is,
Owen,
Alex. I'm pissed
Owen,
he's not doing
Q
his job.
Owen, Q was right.
I never
Q was
expected
right.
him to do
you
it.
You are wrong.
Yeah.
No.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now,
He's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100-plus years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
All right, folks, you've got to have a little bit of release. The type of crazy stuff that's going on here. So Cole Hirsch is a very popular guy. I probably had 50 people the last month tell me about him. I'd actually seen some of his work before, but never kind of, you know, placed it with him. When I saw the new video, I did more research. He's a comedian, activist, and mascot and salesman. He is co-host of a popular comedy podcast, Podcast But Outside. In recent news, Cole, an Instagram star, received a Zoom link from a student for a discussion about a potential mascot. He took the opportunity to mock the university decision by introducing his own, let's just say, women have breasts, they have something else. It's called TP. But the point is that they actually took it very, very serious. We're going to play that for you here in a minute. We're on radio stations, so we don't violate any of the FCC's rules, even though Democrats can cuss all over CNN, all over their own shows. We're under a different rule here as pro-Americans or as conservatives. But joining us is Cole Hirsch. On Twitter for now at Cole.Hirsch and Instagram at Cole.Hirsch. And Owen Schroyer is riding shotgun on this. I know you're a big fan, Owen.
Well, I haven't yet seen this video, but when I was reading the story, I was laughing. And then when I saw the name, I'll put it a family friendly, Tie-Dye Poonta. And we'll just call it Tie-Dye Poonta. That's the family friendly version of the mascot proposal from our guest, Cole here.
But
very woke.
But it's not the name. It's the creature. This, maybe we should roll some B-roll.
Can you imagine that thing skating around a football field or a basketball court?
That's actually, the left should get mascots like this. Cause it looks like them.
Literally.
Yeah, there's some examples. So, joining us, he's got a lot of exploits, is Cole Hirsch. Cole, thanks for coming on today, my friend.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good, good. So tell us how you got into these exploits, and then we're gonna play the video of the creature you've created. That, well, tell us about the university too. That I'm told it's in the running now, actually, to adopt this as a new mascot.
Yes, Saddleback College. I have yet to hear back from them whether they've accepted my pitch or not. But I am, since I have not heard from them, I am selling TP merchandise to prove to Saddleback that people are in support of this mascot.
Well, tell us how you dreamed up this incredible creature.
Oh, well, they just needed their mascot was racist, their current one, and they needed some alternative pitches. So I thought I'd give them something that everyone could get on board with.
I like that the green gray skin, you know, that's neutral. So I don't think that offends anybody. You know, that was a very woke thing for you to do.
Thank you. Yeah, TP is pretty woke in all. Yeah,
tell us about this university and who this goblin creature is replacing.
So the goblin creature will be replacing the gaucho. I'm not sure why he's a racist mascot. I just read somewhere that he is, and it infuriated me. So
he's a Mexican cowboy. He's a man. He's whipping the horse. He looks aggressive. He's not good.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little anger over this mascot too. The racism portrayed in this mascot is really starting to anger me too, Cole.
Well, actually, the new mascot looks like Michelle Obama.
Thanks, Owen. The new mascot?
Is the new mascot a fan of Big Mike?
Is TP a fan of Big Mike?
Yes.
TP is a fan of everybody.
Yeah, I would imagine someone so woke would be.
All right, so let's talk about the university, the clip we're about to see. Tell us about this.
So I don't attend this university, but one of my followers sent me the link I actually was not sure. I didn't know the university existed, but I knew I had to stand up for what's right. So I joined the Zoom.
And again, this is a Zoom for what university?
Saddleback College.
And this is the leadership of the college.
Yes, it's a mix of faculty and students.
All right, so here they are discussing the racist mascot. He proposes the new mascot. Let's go ahead and roll that video.
All right, thank you so much, Cameron. Let's now welcome Cole Hirsch.
Hi, how are you? I wrote a little pitch, if I could read through that.
Please.
Dear Saddleback College, let's face it, our mascot, the Gaucho, is racist, and it's time for him to be murdered. Anyway, I have just the idea for a new progressive mascot for your school. Her name is, and she's a woke, sloppy goblin girl who rides around the campus on sweat-stained roller skates and begs each student to come out as bi. If a student refuses to do so, she will let out a shriek that has the frequency to change the student's body hair to strawberry blonde. Then she will say, "Tough break, straighty. Have fun sticking out like a sore thumb should you ever visit a beach in Palestine." At sporting events, instead of displaying kiss cams on the Jumbotron, she will instead screen promos for her OnlyFans, which mainly consists of her getting off to the school flag. During halftime, she will do her signature dance move, the pop lock and swap it, where she'll make the team swap mouthguards to reassure the fans that none of the players are homophobic. If either team refuses, she'll take a knee for the rest of the game, right in the middle of the field. So, thank you for your time, and I hope you can consider.
All right, thank you, Cole. Let's go ahead and welcome Chloe Johnson.
So they just all play along with it, but that's how absurdist all of this is, Owen.
You know, these Zoom meetings are so ridiculous too, because it makes it so easy to get in and control, but it also kind of gives them control of it too. Cause they can kind of mute you and that's what they really want.
Oh, this is big tax revolution to put us on a little postage stamp.
But see, but that's the thing. Like if you got into one of these Zoom calls and you were like, "Hi, yeah, you know, I think President Trump is doing a great job," but you know, they'll cut you off. But if you're like, "Hey, look at this new mascot, you know, tie-dye poontie."
I think it's time to hang Trump up by his toenails and drop him in acid. Cole Hirsch, what are some of your other big exploits? I know you've done a lot of stuff and any little ideas on what's coming next?
Sure. I have a few things in the works currently. Actually, you know, on the topic of free speech and, you know, being muted and stuff, I actually have a little pit for InfoWars if I could get through that.
Please go ahead.
Better be woke.
Dear InfoWars, I think it's about time that you guys got yourselves a mascot for your show. And I have just the idea. His name is Cuckslayer, and he's a loud, veiny American flag whose limbs are AR-15. Cuckslayer is so straight that he's always pissed off, but this doesn't stop him from going down on every ICE agent he sees while saluting them the whole time. To help promote InfoWars, Cuckslayer will be given his own remote segment called Infant Wars, where he'll sneak inside children's hospitals and go room to room, sucking the vaccines out of newborns like snake venom. After he does this, he'll yell, "Any other mommies need help sucking out the autism?" Or, "Anyone else want me to un-retard their kid?" Additionally, he'll sneak into Planned Parenthood and perform reabortion, which is exactly what it sounds like. To help advertise all the InfoWars supplements and enhancements, Cuckslayer will travel to the scene of every school shooting on the day that they happen. He'll approach anyone who's crying or dead and hand them a sponsored pill bottle that says, "Best Crisis Actor." He won't leave until the actors take their pills and get their erections. Thank you for your time, and I hope you can consider Cuckslayer as the new InfoWars mascot.
Well, thank you. I would love that. He sucks out the deadly vaccines like cobra poison. Owen, you're Owen the Destroyer, right?
Yeah, I kind of already have the nickname of Cuckslayer. I don't know if I'm willing to share it with this mascot. Maybe.
Yeah, are you trying to? Wait a minute, Cole Hirsch, you trying to steal? Is that any right now?
I'm feeling personally attacked by this right now as a white male, I must tell you.
Yeah, I mean, Cuckslayer kind of does what he wants. I have no control over him. Once he's been created, there's
like Pepe the Frog.
There's no going back.
I feel like he's missing something, though. I feel like the Cuckslayer is missing something. It needs, like, guys, can we get a shot of that again? Can you hold that up again?
Yeah, please, Cole, can we see Cuckslayer?
I feel like there's just, it's
one more gun right down the middle of it.
Yep. And that's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Maybe a long arm. Maybe a long arm right down the middle there. Just for good measure. And then we can say, you know, it's totally woke too.
All right, folks, we got to have some time to have comedy. And one of the greatest ways to reach out is comedy. It's what the left wants, a memeing band. I'm going to try to get Cole Hirst to break character and get serious. That's what the culture wars when we come back. I'm Alex Jones with Owen Schroyer.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Segment here, and then I'm going to get into the latest news and developments after Cole Hirst leaves us. Cole, getting serious though, your political awakening, really where you see the world, and the way you're fighting back with memes and art and reaching tens of millions of people, because looking at the creature you've created, TP, we should be able to say this. It's so politically correct that they teach conservatives we can't have language, but then everybody else can have language. It's like the Grand Tetons means the grand in French titties. But we're not supposed to say it. It's titty pussy. It's titty pussy. It's titty pussy.
Titty pussy.
Anyways, okay, we're done. But I'm telling you, the left goes and files complaints on our radio stations when we say everything they say. So there you go. But I need to create the boyfriend of this, something like Goblin Slorb or like, cause let me just tell you, this actually looks like Hillary. Were you channeling Hillary? Is this like a young Hillary? Is this Hillary's spirit animal, Cole Hirst?
This is just it's a goblin girl. There's really nothing beyond that.
It's just a goblin girl. Guys, show Hillary with an evil smile. Hillary, evil smile, then fade it. And I'm telling you, this is her spirit animal.
No, the boyfriend needs to be really skinny, emasculated, you know, like just a total soy boy.
But be a pedophile.
Have the look. I don't know if you can really, how you would portray that.
Well, his name will be Baby Raper.
Okay, that's very liberating.
Baby Raper is the name of TP.
Mm-hmm.
A boyfriend.
That's it's one direction you could go.
Well, I mean, the left's all about killing babies. They have a whole action figures like Baby Killer.
Yeah, okay.
Baby like, Brain Damager.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's maybe this soy boy is so woke. Oh, boy. You know what? We're going into dark places. I don't even want to. I think TP's boyfriend just needs to be a total soy boy. maybe likes to hang around, you know, grade schools during recess.
Oh my gosh, we can have a merman edition?
That's a pretty striking resemblance to me.
Yeah, that's a question. Does TP look more like Big Mike? Or let me ask or guess that.
You know, actually, we don't even know if TP is a boy or a girl.
Okay, let's let TP's creator talk. Cole, what do you want to say about this creation?
I think this creation is, I mean, if you have anything against it, you're, I don't know, basically canceled. But I also do want to say that, you know, I didn't intend to satirize the left or the liberals. I thought this was just a genuinely good idea. I thought the mascot is racist. Not my mascot, the gaucho. Really all I have left to say is that I do have, I am selling, TP merchandise, at bonfire.com/store/titty pussy. Sorry, I said the word. I know you might get fined for that, but.
No, we're going to lay that out. Well, sir, okay. All I can tell you is that as TP's father, are you proud of your creature?
I am. I feel like she's breathed new life into the whole new culture of.
Well, it's kind of like Caitlyn Jenner too.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a little confused now, Cole. You know, you keep saying her. I mean, has TP actually identified the pronouns?
Yeah, you're not misgendering.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be sure here.
No, she is her. She is she.
She identifies as she.
What is, what does TP do on its off time? What is it on the roller skates? What does it do?
She's just trying to have people have a sexual awakening. Which means, you know, she's trying to make everyone have their first threesome.
So she's a guardian, a guide that teaches us how to be sexual.
Mm-hmm.
You can't claim it's racist.
She does have piercing eyes.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, we're on the Cuck Slayer, on the other hand, he needs everybody to be straight.
Hmm. Equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think Cuck Slayer knows that once somebody starts pushing sex stuff on kids, it's bad, period.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. If you put Cuck Slayer and TP or Goblin Schlorb in the same room, I think only Cuck Slayer's getting out of there alive. It's not going to be good. I mean, he's got guns, his arms and legs. That's not good for TP, who I believe we're misgendering. No. I mean, I think TP could be a man, too. I mean, I don't want to.
A lot of hair under the arm.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm judging. Just because somebody wears
a dress
and a skirt.
Large genital beard.
Just because someone wears a dress and a skirt and has a long pigtail hair doesn't mean that, you know, you can't assume somebody's gender like that. So, you know, I think that maybe Saddleback is on the fence with TP right now because it's a woman. Maybe if TP was gender neutral, it might actually be adopted as the mascot. Have you ever thought about that?
No. Mm. But now I am thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking about it and
should be.
You know, TBD. I mean, all I really want to know, you know, I'm still waiting to hear back from Saddleback, but you guys do accept Cuckslayer as your new mascot?
We're going to have to deliberate over that. I need to make sure you're woke enough with TPD first.
It's actually the daughter of Charles Manson.
That's actually pretty good. I mean, you got to admit that it looks like TP has just hit puberty, and I think we've discovered some new things.
TP is actually 57.
TP's a man.
No.
You don't get ear hair like that. Look at that's proof. That's scientific court-ordered admissible in court. Look at that amount of hair.
It literally grew in the last two minutes.
Look at the Adam's apple, dude. That's a man, like Michelle. I mean, look at the big bulge right here. I mean, come on. All right, let's see, this is why I don't do comedy. Stop getting comics on the show. I'm going to act even. Cole Hirsch, let's get serious 2 minutes.
Hold on and now.
That's very valuable. Don't butcher. Oh, I didn't know TP had a major movie.
There you go. We've now got it figured out.
I don't think I can see what you're seeing.
Right. I'm not. We're just going to stop, sir. We're going to stop right now.
Well, no, I mean, I physically can't see anything. The screen is just blank.
I understand. Well, let's say I think Owen's right. I think it's a man. But listen, let's get serious here. Come on, knock it off. What do you make on the attacks all day on free speech there, Sonny boy?
Me?
Yeah.
What am I making on the attacks?
No. I know you're thinking about making stuff today. It's done well. What I'm saying is, what do you make of the attacks on free speech?
Oh, I think anyone who tries to silence free speech should be silent.
That's like a Japanese haiku or something.
Mm-hmm. Like an ancient.
Those that wish to silence must be silent first.
If you wish to silence, you must first be silent yourself.
This is Jedi. Give us more Jedi wisdom.
Have a good day.
I think you're a sick person, and I think this creature you've created is some type of sick fantasy you've got.
That it's not true. I think it's just a good idea that people can get behind.
What if you put TDP on the horse that Gaucho was formerly riding?
That would kind of be like reclaiming everything back.
You know, just holding on to some tradition, just saying.
Well, the horse riding TP.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And not the way, okay.
The animals dominate now. All right, listen, Cole Hirsch, we really love you. We're looking forward to your next work. We thank you. And now we're going to go back to mass starvation and world government. Serious time. But we've had a little time of respite. I actually enjoyed it. Stay with us. Oh, there he goes. We salute you.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack. And I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It has been said that with great power comes great responsibility. But as long as we do things the best we can,
attempt to help others and we ask God's Spirit into us, the Lord knows that we are fallible creatures and will forgive us. But if you notice with the left, they all claim they were the party animals. They were cool. They were no judgment. They were, hey, enjoy yourself. They were undermining society. But now that they're in charge, they're like, you don't leave your house unless we say you wear a mask. We control your kids. We're going to put things in you that make you sick. We're going to annihilate your language. We're going to tell you what you can watch and do. Ah, we're the liberals. What they are is the authoritarians. And so I just think as long as we challenge them and speak out and don't comply with them, their house of cards is coming down. That's why the police are far from perfect. They're a manifestation of us, but they want control of those police departments. They want full control as them as political operatives, and they're so close. They've got most of the state attorney generals. They've got most of the district attorneys and county attorneys. In most big cities, 75% of the cops are leftists, though they kind of wake up a little bit later when they're being screamed at. You're not part of the power structure when you serve the New World Order. You're a schmuck. You're an idiot. You're a sucker. You're a mark. You're somebody who's been scammed. You're a useful idiot. And so we can move on and ignore those people, but I think we should also reach out to them sometimes because they've got to understand what they're doing is very destructive.
Well, Alex, my approach to things lately have been an attempt of to try to remoralize, if you will, or just get people to understand that, you know, we're still fighting. America's not dead. We're having victories. And I know we were kind of discussing earlier.
But we are. All hell's breaking loose because they want to finish the job.
But like, for example, I mean, I don't want to live my life. I mean, folks, you know, when you are in the info war, I mean, you're in the info war. It's like the last thing I want to do is turn my life into a 24/7 political clown show, you know, where I'm constantly having to deal with.
But notice you could say, oh, InfoWars is obsessed. But notice how what we were saying is now everything.
Yeah.
No, because we were already aware of what was coming. Now it's here. So you can try to tune this out. You go out there on the street, buddy. It's out there right now. Well, there's no getting away from it now.
And that's why, and I know I told you this and I keep saying it, and it's like, oh, okay, why do you keep telling me this? Well, I wear a Trump hat every day to the gym so people can see. And I know most people probably like Trump. There's going to be a couple people that don't.
But you have to exercise it to let them know you have a will.
And to let them know they're not alone. And you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be bullied by these people. Believe me, the last thing I want to do is to get some political confrontation.
Oh, that's the thing. The left are such classic, over-the-top, flaming bullies. I mean, they're such liars.
And I just want people, because that's what the biggest problem is, that people aren't, you know, the left has done such a good job of bullying, intimidating, having that chilling factor on confidence, on free speech, so that you're just like, look, I don't even want to offend anybody, so, you know, I'm just going to walk around in a gray t-shirt that doesn't say anything and, like, you know, just, I just want to get about my day without being bothered by these people. No, screw them. Screw them. And if soon, because I already know, if somebody wants to say, hey, man, you know, why do you got to wear your Trump out of the gym? But wait a second. I have to see your stupid mask. I have to see your stupid symbol of slavery. I have all the channels on with the fake news on. I've got the sports channels on that are telling me how racist sports are and all this crap. So don't sit here and bitch because you don't like my pro-America symbolism.
But no, you got to remember
the anti-American symbolism everywhere. Oh, you have a symbol of pro-America? Oh, I can't have it. No.
Well, that's why they now say you can't have an American flag in your yard. But I agree. It's the exercise of symbols that is going to counter the left.
If we're not willing to control, if we're not willing to exert control of ourselves in the third dimension to have third dimensional victories, then there's no way we'll ever win this war.
Well, I think that's what people now get. It isn't like, oh, it's the same old cultural leftist barking dog. You kind of tune it out. They're moving to take over everything now, including bankrupting us so they can dictate to us the terms of our surrender. And they've got all these loser idiots that went to community college. I'm not saying you're bad at went to community college. So I mean the people that buy the Kool-Aid. That buy in. They have broken the social contract. They believe if they riot and kill and hit folks in the head with clubs, they're going to get money. And so it's just like Hollywood, just like the media, because they do. They sell America out. They lie. They get money. Well, low level folks have been told you get money and they are getting $200 a day.
But that's why I think you're right. That's why you're seeing the Trump boat.
Because no one's ever given them $200 a day. Can you imagine if we had the funding to actually go hire libtards out of college? They would love it. They're like, you mean I can be somebody? Yeah, here's the Constitution. Here's, you know, oh, thank you. But they're just so alone. Little soy boys are like, here's your $200. Now go attack somebody. You're a good person. You're not a racist, are you? Go kill. I'm not a racist. There's a white person. They're a white person doing it.
And this is how they've been trained.
This is people raised in front of TVs who've got very low nutrition. Their mothers didn't breastfeed them. And, but buddy, they don't know what planet they're on.
But that's why we have to have the optics that that's not the dominant culture. You know, that's the big lie.
And that's why they bring in the censorship, to make us feel like we're alone. We've got to know that's all a fraud and not buy into it. We have to know the truth and not even look at outside stimuli. Imagine knowing 26 years ago when I was doing this. Nobody was covering this. You've got to ignore their stimuli, laughing at you, ignoring you, trying to kill you, and just keep transmitting the truth, and they will fall.
Well, you know, it's funny. People like to give us crap, or I've had people give me crap like, oh, yeah, you go out in the armored truck like hot. It's like, yeah, they try to murder us. And then in Wisconsin, two nights ago, there was, I believe it was a CNN crew, I'm not sure, it was some television crew out in the streets. They got attacked. They had to pull away in their Suburban that wasn't armored. They were pulling away like they're about to die. It's like, oh, you mean you need an armored truck to cover leftist events?
Oh, it's like we knew to buy one ahead of this because we're smart.
It's like, oh, you need an armored truck to cover leftist events now. Shocking. I wonder who would have seen that coming. So it's just hilarious to see. I mean, really, it's sad to see, but when you see the TV news reaping what they sow, I guess there is a bit of comedy to
that.
And
you know, if they order these hordes into our houses to kill our wives and children, they'll do it. These are just demonic little men with no power who gang up and bully something. We have to have a truck to go into the midst of them to show people what trash they are. And they all said they're Black Lives Matter. Not one of them was black.
And you know, we have to sit here and debate now. And
these folks up in Wisconsin are black. Attacking white people's houses they thought was a white neighborhood. Turned out it wasn't. I mean, this is just, imagine you're in an apartment. You're in a duplex, a fourplex. People are knocking your doors down, man, and screaming, I'm going to get you, Whitey. There's video. There's audio.
Yeah, and then the guy comes out, and he's like, I'm a Democrat. We're all Democrats. And there he is right there. Like, yeah, buddy, you're a chump is what you are.
All right. We got callers. We got Chris. We got Jason. We got John. We got Ian. We got Bart. We got John. We got Steven. We're going to get to all of you ahead of Dr. Nick Begich, who was a trailblazer in this fight. Imagine, he was around 30 years ago. His father was a congressman they murdered. His brother's been a U.S. senator. But he's the most influential of all the guys. And they're all great patriots. His brother's okay, but, I mean, his dad was a great guy. He's the guy that actually got land unlocked for the Native Americans and more. He has scanned all the globalist blueprints that are public and predicted their whole plan 20 years ago. He said it's about positronic, electrochemical, wavelength generators before they called it 5G to control your mind. He's been hired by some of the top billionaires in the world who aren't for this to actually research it. That's all secret. He can't get into all that for you, but I can just tell you a lot of stuff going on, folks, you don't know about. Let's just leave it at that. And so there's a big fight. There's not just the people you see out public. He's a big deal. And so we're always honored to have him coming up. Just briefly, because man, it pisses them off that you fund us. It pisses the globalists off that we have funding. They hate you so much. They're so mad when you go out and protest at an abortion clinic, a baby murdering facility. They're so mad when you have a real church service. They're so mad when you refuse their deadly vaccines. They're so mad when you don't wear a mask. They're so mad when you vote for President Trump. And they're so mad when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the best vitamin D3 winter sun and the very best PQQ and CoQ10 DNA Force Plus and the very best across the board. Save America. Save InfoWars Money Bomb Sale, 30 to 60% off, triple Patriot points. That's 50% off of your next order. That's the biggest ever. And, of course, free shipping. Turbo Force, Brain Force is the last run of Brain Force Plus. It's been a bestseller. People love it. We're coming out with a new variant under a new name. It'll be next year, we believe, till we have it out with the breakdown. So if you want Brain Force Plus, it's 50% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139 and get one of those great Biden for nursing home shirts. Get some of the Space Force shirts. Get some of the classic InfoWars shirts. We've also got Knockout 50% off. We've got so many great things. There's reoccurring sponsorship. It's not a donation. We're not tax exempt. It's sponsorship where you click on that. You get reoccurring. I want to thank you all for your donations and support. You are the InfoWar. You kept us on air. It's a major victory you've had. Put that in your spiritual bank.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bomb sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-Pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're coming up in a few months on 14 years that My Patriot Supply has been our big food sponsor. In the past, I had a bunch of different sponsors. They'd be good for a while, then they'd become unreliable. And I just operate off listener reviews and what I personally buy, what I like. And they're the best. For the price you pay, no one can come even close to the quality of this food. A lot of it tastes gourmet. The rest of it tastes, you know, pretty good, okay. That compared to competition, stuff that costs the same amount, it all tastes like crap. So, and that's what you see in the reviews. That's what you see from the listeners. Now, they can't go lower ever than the prices at InfoWarsStore.com because of other distributors. But they have decided, this is very, very rare, to give us an even better deal at PrepareWithAlex.com, where you can get $600 off of your supply, $300 off 6 months, $160 off 3 months, and a bunch of other specials as well. But it's only for a limited time. It ends in 3 days at PrepareWithAlex.com.
The Renaissance, the Great Enlightenment, it's all being swept away and being replaced by scientific tyranny that's establishing a form of planetary digital law, where the technocrats are above the law and the public isn't even considered to be as valuable as a cow. In fact, humans are seen as garbage that's got to be taken out and removed. That is the post-human exterminist plan. That is the public ideology of the globalists. And everything they've built with this high-tech grid is to absorb us and anesthetize our minds as we're slowly killed. And any future generations that happen to straggle out of their mother's wombs will be a mere shadow of what humans once were. This is the satanic ruling elite engaged in mass vandalism against God's creation, humanity. This is the essence of evil.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence, is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. We are all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me.
As mad as we get at Bill Gates and all these people, they're scum, they're trash, they're nobody. They've got to sell their species out to have power over the planet. So let's not get too upset. Let's just not let them occupy and control the earth, Owen.
Yeah, I, you know, it's really basic human freedom, Alex. is really what it comes down to at the end of the day. And it's sad that in any country, let alone America, you can't unify on basic human freedom, the basic ability to control your own life, self-government. You know, that this should
well, this is collectivism. I mean, they're telling us we're all poisonous, we're all bad, we can't go outside. That's all.
Yeah, you're a bioweapon. You know, you're a bioweapon. You could be carrying a virus. Guess what? You're carrying thousands of viruses.
I'm not going to give the story, but
take the phone calls.
I mean, I'll be in these rooms full of people, these meetings, and I go, just take the mask off. They go, I'll hate them too. Yeah, let's do it. Let's all just, you know.
That's the thing. It's like, you got to lead by example. Just like, do it, man.
It's like a burqa, though. Literally, they've got us to put a burqa on. Crazy. It's incredible. All right. Who's been holding the longest here? Is it Chris? Dun, 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 dun. Chris in Minnesota, Ilhan Omar land, New Somalia. Welcome.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, I mean, I called an hour ago about AG Barr. Are you past that, or what do you want to talk about?
No, go ahead. You're on air. You know, whatever you want to get, Barr. So you're, what do you think of Barr? Owen is very pleased with Barr right now, saying no investigation will be released during the election.
No, I think I kind of lost all faith in him when he dropped the Flynn case. Kind of weird timing. Everyone, you know, what's Flynn for? Sidney Powell?
Well, exactly. And they're letting these judges do something they've never done and keep Flynn all. Oh, where's Trump on Julian Assange? Let's get pissed at Trump. We're going to do that. He told Julian Assange, I don't care who's got the documents, release them. It's true. Hillary committed the crime. The whistleblower is protected. So Trump's biggest failure now is Julian Assange. It's shameful. And he better, when he wins the election, he better pardon him. Reportedly, though, Assange is like out of his mind. I mean, I would be too. 7-8 years solitary confinement?
Yeah. Well, why would Barr wait 3 years to, oh, it's a sham investigation. You knew that 3 years ago. Why is he waiting until 600 documents get released by the FBI showing all their malfeasance and all the crimes?
Well, that's because Trump ordered it released, and it lights a fire under Barr's ass, and Barr goes, sorry, we're not going to be political during the election. And by the way, justice be done when the heavens fall. Everything's political, but they committed these crimes to stop who we elected. Yep. That's what matters. Screw the establishment. What about we the people? Thank you for the call.
Yeah, and I think that President Trump, I mean, it's obviously worse than anybody could imagine how corrupt it is in D.C.
Oh, I can imagine.
And so President Trump today was asking, because, you know, he assumes the best in people. He's a good guy. He doesn't screw people over on business deals. He wants to help the country, so he just assumes, well, you know, everybody is like that, right? Everybody wants to help America. Everybody wants to have a good business deal. No. No. He's found out for 3.5 years in D.C. Nobody in D.C. wants to help America. Nobody in D.C. wants to have fair deals. And so he was asking today on his virtual rally, why is that? Why is that? So I don't know if that's the president, like, showing his naivety, saying, really, why?
No, he's putting pressure on him. Let's take another call.
Or is he saying, folks, it's time to start asking why?
Well, he said last night, that's the real answer of what Barr just did. Trump said, it's time for Barr to start arresting people like Obama. And Barr goes, no, I'm not going to. So that was a political response right back. That's really the takeaway here. You're asking why he did it. Trump said, arrest him. And it's not political. He's like, these are criminals. They did this to me.
Yep.
Like, if a guy comes and mugs me or, you know, spies on me illegal, he should get in trouble. So I go file a complaint with the police. I call. It's not like it's political. Hey, a guy just robbed me. It just mugged me. Oh, sir, that's political. You just got robbed. But like when a black guy robs a white guy, they do that now. They go, oh, that's a black guy. We can't report it. Again, this is all politics because they want to set the precedent. They don't care about black people. They want to set the precedent to pick and choose who to prosecute. And when you got that, you got tyranny. Ian in Utah, a beautiful state. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
So I wanted to get into the October surprises and AG Barr stuff, but before I get into that, I have one question. So,
yes, sir.
I already know that the UN, they have a big headquarters up in Salt Lake City. I'm just wondering what their agenda would look like in Utah.
It's the same agenda everywhere. Ship in a bunch of third world people to exploit, turn everybody against each other. The UN's tax exempt starts running scams. A bunch of kids get kidnapped locally, flown out on UN aircraft. And you're right, Utah's got a big nest of UN in it. Austin's got a nest, New York, San Francisco. But all the big cities have UN nests now.
Yeah, they had the UN event in Utah, Salt Lake City this year, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And they're also importing a lot of Somalis up there, too. So I think.
Oh, yeah. And then they all vote because they're told to as one person. Yeah, so they bring in different tribes where they only got to buy off one tribal leader. And if you don't do what the tribal leader says, they kill you. So we're not against Somalis. We're against their tribal form of government and that their people are slaves to whoever the top Somali is.
And the Democrats bring them in and then have a voting block.
You ever wonder why you go to an airport like Seattle or Portland or Minneapolis, St. Paul, wherever, and it's like all Somalis, baggage, clerks, and you're like, how'd they only hire one group? Because the local chief says, anyone goes out of line, there's no unions, there's no, they'll kill you. And then nothing's said. That's why. Poor Somalis. It's a slave class they brought into America. I feel so sorry for them. Ian, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart in Georgia. Bart, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor to talk to you. I just want to say, if I were Trump, I would tell Barr, you have till Monday morning, 9 o'clock, for a high-profile arrest or indictment, or you're fired, period. What's he waiting for? And while you're at it, Christopher Wray, and the list goes on and on and on.
I agree. Then they'll run to Congress and say, that's political interference. No, it's not. He's not doing his damn duty when it's cut and dry. He's got to do it. But again, they spin it, though, that, oh, it's political if he doesn't.
Well, that's like saying, oh, the terrorists are going to be mad at us if we crack down on them.
Which is what they used to say under Obama.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's true that here's the deal. Republicans have done a bunch of bad stuff, not Trump, because they used it if they had it. That's a pragmatic statement, not like a defending Trump. So they're all blackmailing each other. So what's really going on? I mean, and that's what keeps, that's why they use pedophiles to take over churches and stuff. Because once they, you're not a pedophile, but once you cover it up, now they got your ass. See how that works?
Or they get you to a certain level of success and then you know, okay, well, if I want to get initiated, it's like a gang initiation. Okay, you got to go shoot a cop. You got to go, you know, kill a member of a rival gang. Well, for them, you know, you're going to, you know what happens on Epstein Island, folks.
They screw little boys and little girls. Anything else, Bart?
I want to tell y'all to go to GeneralShepherd.com, subscribe to my channel, General Shepherd YouTube Communist channel on YouTube, and Bart Fine. And thank you
Hold
so
on.
Much.
Hold on. Is this the great General Shepherd?
I am one of the three content providers that, not Netflix, but those other scumbags, Newsweek, did a hit piece on, and they didn't even give me a shout out.
Oh, yeah. All hail General Shepherd. You guys have done a great job with the names. They have trouble banning that name, so you keep putting it up, and it's doing a great job. And I salute you, brother, and I thank you so much. There he goes. All hail General Shepherd. John in Vegas, you're on the air with the angry Owen Schroeder.
Alex and Owen, love you guys both. Alex, I'm an original OG, man. I think I started listening to you on the radio about 21 years ago.
You've been around, brother. You put a lot of Alex Jones interrupting and stuttering and screaming.
Hey, I still have rants saved from you from like 10, 12, 14 years ago. Some of the best rants ever.
You got to dump them on the internet, brother.
Yeah, and I love the products. You know, it's a much shorter list of what I haven't taken than what I have. But I just love the product.
What's your favorite product?
My favorite is probably BrainForce and X2.
Yeah, those are great nootropic. BrainForce is a great nootropic, and
changed my life. I mean, I'm telling you, I've taken dozens of the products, and literally as changed my life over the last 10 years or so.
Well, I mean, even cheap supplements work because they got real stuff in them. These are high quality at a low price for what you get, and they're amazing. So BrainForce, final run of that. We're coming out with a new formula, even stronger. But this is the final run of BrainForce, 50% off, free shipping right now, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's about a year worth of food and on the preparing with Alex or what have you on that site, and I would highly recommend everybody else do that. And I have two quick points. Please let me make them. I'll be very fast.
Sure, brother.
Number one is, you know, all the information you guys come out with, all your stories and, you know, how you cover the information is all spot on. I love it, love it, love it. But I think, you know, the problem is the solution, because you keep looking to government to solve the problems, and government will never solve the problem. Trump is
not. John, don't hang up. We're going to come back to you in 2 minutes. I agree. Individually, us making decisions is the way to do it. That's why big tech and the systems are the opposite of free market. They bring in AI control that makes you make the decisions they want. AI is the opposite of the free market.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
There has never, in my 26 years on air, been a more critical or important time to be self-sufficient. And listen, I don't sell firearms, I don't sell ammunition. That is one of the most important things you can have, along with a good relationship with God during times like this. But what I can help you with is high-quality storable food, high-quality water filtration, all at one place. Now, you always get the very best deals from my Patriot at InfoWarsStore.com. We are their biggest distributor. But because of how crazy things are, they have agreed to give us a deal no one else has been able to get. So this is the lowest price on the lowest price, highest quality storable food you're going to find at PrepareWithAlex.com. Now, they've extended it out just 3 days this upcoming Monday. We're only 20-something days out from the election, and it's about a week or so to be able to ship it to you. They've got the food on hand, but they cannot guarantee this one-week ship rate in the next month or so. Things are so crazy and food prices are going up. So take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, John's a holdover, an evil American. I'm an evil American, too. Alex Jones here with Owen Schroyer. We've got Dr. Nick Baggage taking over here in just a moment, but I want to get to everybody else, too. But, John, finish your point about we can't count on government. Go ahead.
Just real quick, until I get to my second point, the bar is not going to solve the problem. I knew bar was not, you know, going to do anything. You know, I think the entire apparatus in D.C. and the federal government is just a complete...
Yeah, they have a term. Don't hold your breath.
Exactly. But one thing I want to touch on that's so important to me, because every host on InfoWars and probably everywhere else screws this up to the nth degree, which is anarchy. Anarchy simply means without rulers, that you have the highest claim to your life, your body, and your property, and nobody has a higher claim than you. That is what anarchy means. It does not mean chaos. So every time we refer to...
I get one definition, is that you're totally right. But a lot of leftists claim they're anarchists. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but chaos, anarchy, absolutely, in no uncertain terms, does not mean chaos, rioting, looting, nothing like it. It just means you don't want to be ruled. And it doesn't mean no ruler or no rules, because it's okay to have rules. But, you know, it goes along with the non-aggression principle.
All right, John, we love you. And interesting point. Thank you, Owen.
Yeah, I mean, you can get into semantics all day long. I mean, I may not ever claim to be an anarchist. I don't think I ever would anyway, but it's self-government to me. I mean, it's self-government. It's independent.
I'd rather have that than communism.
Yeah, I mean, you can talk about anarchists all day long. I think the reason why people shy away from the phrase or the idea is because it does have a connotation of, I guess, as he said, chaos.
Well, there's an I am an antichrist, I am an anarchist songs.
And I just think it's, again, it's all about semantics. It's about self-government, independence.
And, but once they've domesticated everybody, to say we're going to egg segue right into anarchy isn't going to work.
Anarchy, you could not have built what we built in America. You needed a republic for that.
Let's go ahead and talk to Steven in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones and Owen, the liberal destroyer, Schroyer. Hey,
yes, sir.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I just wanted to get to a quick point. Everyone's going about A.G. Barr. And, you know, yeah, what he did with General Flynn was disgusting, you know, and he just dropped it. And he didn't do anything about it. Trump actually had to come out and defend Flynn when A.G. Barr wouldn't. And now he's, you know, he's going against everything that Trump has said he was going to do. And he's like after the election. And then going on that point, Joe Biden said yesterday in Phoenix, he was like, I'm not going to tell anybody my packing of Supreme Court, my decision on that until after the election. Now A.G. Barr's like, I'm not going to do anything with these indictments till after the election. I don't know. I smell a load of BS. And real quick, Alex, I just wanted to give a good freedom yell, if I may.
Ah! Like that?
Yeah!
Yeah!
But anyway, I love you guys very much, and thanks for taking my call and making those points.
We love you. John in Florida, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, John. We have 1 minute, 27 seconds. We are honored to have you. Thank you. Please communicate with us.
How you doing, Alex? I wanted to talk about Barr real quick. I never thought he would do anything. He was an Iran-Contra holdover.
Exactly.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, it's pretty obvious. I think you knew that. I wanted to also talk about Q. I hear you talking about Q a lot. And I've looked up Q a little bit when they first came out, and then I kind of fell off because they're retarded. I don't think anyone knows what Q stands for. And what it actually stands for is quantitative language. So when you're representing yourself in court, you need to speak properly so that the stenographer can write everything down because you're paying him $100 an hour. Most people don't realize that what Q means is quantitative. And the people who run Q are not quantitative at all. They're retarded. They're like retarded little nerds.
I wish we could talk. I'm not even bashing Q. A lot of people like it, but yeah, it's esoteric. It's not like numbers that go together. It's like, oh, this and that. And like, meanwhile, the whole thing's going down, and it just seems like a con game to me. John, I'm sorry we're out of time. Jason, I'm sorry. We've got our Nick Begich, who I love, taking over. Then Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes with the War Room. Big show, I'm told today.
Huge show. It's always a huge show.
You've got Ivan Radkin, Defense Intelligence Agency, on.
Who's pissed? Who's pissed? So,
big,
yeah.
Big stuff coming up. Stay with us. The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. Well, if you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy, and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. The U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed at the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies. He's blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, it's good to be here. You know, thinking about that Jefferson quote we just heard, boy, doesn't that ring true. And, you know, thinking about today's program as I was rolling into it and kind of contemplating what would I cover today. And then just a few minutes ago, I just totally flipped it around and in a conversation with Ann here at the house. And here's the deal. I want to talk about some things going back in time. I've been in a couple of dialogues in the last month. I just did a segment for a program called Unexplained. I guess a TV or Netflix. I don't watch TV, so I don't really know. But I did a segment for them, and I did another segment for America's Secrets, I think it's called. Anyway, it's coming up. And so thinking about that, they had asked me, you know, how would you encapsulate all this? You know, how would you see all this in terms of unfolding in the future? And as I thought about it and I started thinking about that, it took me back to where I really, the very beginnings of my work. And it was a long time ago. It's 50 years ago. And I consider it when I was about 12, okay? When I was 12 years old, I was contemplating a lot of different things and starting to really start to look at, you know, what makes up the world? How does it really work? And then I started thinking about, where's the world going, right? And by the time I was 14, I had this concept, and it was information, communication, and transportation. And I said then, this is 50 years ago, that these are the things that would drive the last part of the century and going into the next one. And here we are. You know, think about it. This would have taken us back into the early 1970s. And if you think about it, there were no computers as such. There were the big mainframes, the big clunky mainframes that would do what you can do on a watch now. And they filled up a building. So information hadn't really broke free. All right. And then in communication side from Alaska in those days, a telephone call would be like $6-7 in those dollars a minute. All right. So communication obviously has changed. We can call virtually anywhere in the world virtually for free. We use some of the apps that are out there, or we use Skype or Zoom, or we use a standard cell phone. I mean, it's so cheap to communicate, right? So you have the information revolution, the communication revolution, and then, of course, the transportation revolution. Because you look at transportation from the 1970s and airfares, I can fly for less money round trip to Washington, D.C. today than I could back then in today's dollars. So think about that, what a ticket used to cost in terms of your annual income, you know, big numbers. So transportation reduced, communication reduced and expanded, information reduced and expanded. And, you know, when I started doing this public work about a quarter of a century ago, and Alex refers to it often, he says, you know, here's the guy that predicted, you know, where we would be right now. But I got to tell you, is today I want to lay out where I think we're going on the same level I laid it out in my own head when I was 12. But now we have a new shift, a new paradigm shift, something so dramatic, so incredible, and we are at the threshold of it. A whole lot of people are checking out right now, if you haven't noticed. A lot of people are leaving. They're not going to stay here for what's coming. But what's coming is two things. The wave, which always looks so horrible, and then the calm, which is a whole different ballgame. And that's really what I want to talk about. Where are we going? And these radio and television producers that I've worked with lately have been drawing that out of me a little bit and taking me back to where I began. And then I want to talk about this. Where are we? We're in the merger of technology, the convergence of technologies that are so dramatic. It's going to be the difference between the horse and buggy, okay? Between the horse and buggy and an intergalactic airship, okay? This is the bandwidth that we're about to see unfold in the next 20 to 25 years, maybe even sooner, because a couple of these things could accelerate this dramatically. So I want to talk about that. Let's first talk about nanotechnologies. Okay, things that are very, very small. So small that they don't behave in the way that physics tells us particles should behave. So within this realm, there's been a lot of new discovery that's taking us a very different direction. In terms of biotechnologies, the things about living organisms we've learned a lot is taking us in another new direction. When you think of information technologies and AI and what that brings, takes us again in a new direction. When you begin to merge the technologies of the 21st century into what they are, they will either liberate us or they will create the 1984 gulag like this world has never seen. You know, when we look forward to the future and how it unfolds and where it goes, a lot has yet to be seen. Where we're headed in the 21st century is going to change the very way we see the world. And that's the thing that we're preparing for at this moment, in this time, as we move forward. And as we move forward together in all of this, we have to reframe our own future. We have to reframe where we're headed and where we're going. And when we come back, I want to talk more about where the 21st century takes us and how we can get there. And, you know, when we come back, I want to get into the details of how a surveillance technology is now overlaying so much of who we are, so much of where we are in this century. You know, it's time. It's time for a change. It's time to wake up and see the world in a very, very different way. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
We've now entered month number 8 of the global lockdown, and it's horrible, and it's killing millions of people via starvation. But the good news is it's caused a planetary awakening as well. The general public all over the planet hate Bill Gates. He's the most unpopular person on Earth. People know he's not a doctor. People know he's a eugenicist. The population knows that his vaccines that he pushes have been filled with cancer viruses, polio, sterilants, and more. It's even in the Associated Press. So now they are beginning to understand that we the people know that there is a corporate global government and that these top tech billionaires sit in meetings and decide to pull the type of race war scams and coronavirus scams that we're witnessing. So remember that. And let them know that we know who they are and what they've done, and we hold them responsible for the collapse of civilization. They are the enemies of humanity. They want you dead.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And there is a war on for your mind. And, you know, today we're talking about sort of where some of my thoughts about where the future would go starting 50 years ago. And as we went into the break, I was talking about kind of when I started the public work 25 years ago and started laying out sort of what was going to come. And this wasn't done in some weird, esoteric kind of predictive model. This was done by analyzing a tremendous amount of data and then distilling it down and then appropriately referencing it so people could go look it up, you know, see it for yourself, know what that all means. And as I look at kind of the platform that we're sitting on now, I want to talk about some of these technologies and why, when they merge, it creates such a different kind of revolution in technologies. And I would say that the dividing line in this century is a line between the material, the physical, the materialistic view of science, or a different view of science in terms of materialism that also takes in an energetic dimension, a multidimensional dimension, one that the modern physics points to, and ancient religious thought tries to explain in a very different way. And so what you see is knowledge coming together, and the conclusion of some of the advanced thinkers is, wow, there is a God. There is consciousness. There is something greater than us. You know, that's a great starting point for a new way of seeing the world, right? I mean, if we can merge the science with a value system, now we might really have something, right? Instead of separating them, which is what we did 500 years ago in the Middle Ages. I was in a conference a number of years ago that brought in a bunch of people. I mean, they were the globalists of globalists. I got to tell you, they really were. But their thought was that we kind of screwed that up because they split this. And then they're trying to bring it back together, but in a way that is not necessarily so good, because they're creating with technology the illusion, using materialism to create an illusion for the spiritual, when in fact you don't need anything material to have the spiritual. And I think this is the conflict between high technologies and the modern world as I look at it. So let's talk about quantum computing as a starting point for the conversation. Quantum computing, when I was doing a lot of work in this now 20 years ago, looking at what that meant, then you could do 280 teraflops a second with a supercomputer around 20 years ago. Now, what is that? You know, for us, that's all a bunch of Chinese language, right? We don't know what that means. But here's what it means in a simpler way of illustration. 280 teraflops would be like taking 7 billion people, giving them a hand calculator, and every 60 seconds, every minute, they do a calculation for 60 hours. Everybody on the planet running a calculator for 60 hours, and you get 1 second of a supercomputer 20 years ago. I mean, can you even wrap your head around it? Everybody running a calculator for 60 hours, and that's a second of computing power 20 years ago? So what is computing power? That very computer I just described, imagine that computer running for a trillion years. Okay, not a second, a trillion years. That's what a quantum computer will do in 1 hour. That's heavy duty. In 1 hour, a trillion years is a supercomputer, all those billions of people for that. Wow. Why is that so important? Because that dissipates all security systems, all encryption systems instantly. That takes all of the data stored on you in every data bank on the planet. Every data bit allows it to be correlated instantly, or virtually instantly. It might as well be, to the point where predictive models are like 99.9. It's almost supernatural, right? Almost, but not quite, because it denies the inner power of it. But it gives you the illusion of it. That's where we are on the nano side of quantum computing. Now you take that kind of computing and you mix it with something else. And let's take the next thing on the list, nanotechnologies, miniaturization, making mechanisms so small, right? So very, very small. We start manipulating things at a nano level elementally. You know, in the old ancient world, they called that alchemy, you know, mixing elements to create new compounds. Well, that's chemistry also. That's where chemistry began. As crazy as that sounds, look it up. That's how it happened. But here we are now at a different level of chemistry, looking at miniaturization and recombinations. Wow, that's a heavy duty concept. Now let me throw another one on this pile of concepts. Let's put on this superconductivity. Now this is the idea of transferring energy from one place to another without what's called line loss, or you might think of it as friction. When the power's going through, you know, how electronic devices heat up. Well, that's energy loss. It's going somewhere. It's converting to heat and going away. So the further you get from a transmission source, the more inefficient it is to move the energy around the planet. So they don't. That's why we have power grids and are interconnected. But superconductivity eliminates the need for the same type of power grid because you don't have line loss. So what that means is you can generate power at the point of production. So like, for instance, for natural gas. Instead of building pipelines through places and ships to liquefy and liquefaction plants and deliquefaction plants and all this to move natural gas around, you just produce with magnetodynamic generators, which are very efficient, modern generators for gas conversion. You produce energy right there, and then you transfer it wherever you want it on the planet through a system of zero conductivity. Makes it very, very efficient and frees up tremendous natural resources for other uses. This is why innovation matters, not going back to the grass hut, but figuring out how do we balance our act in a way in a world of abundance. And that's really what I want to get into here, because that's my predictive model, is we're moving away from a world of shortage into the recognition of abundance. This is a very different way of seeing the world. But what's happening is the artificial side of that abundance is being skewed under a cascade of fear, anxiety, all of the things that withdraw, that suck the very life energy that is our core. And this is the thing, you know, embodied in what I'm trying to do here on InfoWars is not just to inform so we can be equipped, but help us recognize the power that can drive us into a better way of seeing the world. And that comes from an internal reassessment that I think all of us are going through. And this lockdown has kind of forced it. It's one of the unintended consequences because it requires us to reflect. And then it requires us to project that reflection outward again in a different way with our power again, because now we have at least a few moments to contemplate who we are, what we are, where we're going, and how we're going to get there. And that builds the confidence of a change. That builds the projection of where we're headed for a change. We can either be whipped up by that wave I described earlier and be carried away with it, or we can ride that wave to its conclusion back into the calm of the surf. This is Dr. Nick Begich. I'm here on InfoWars. I want you to remember my website, earthpulse.com, and sign up there for a free newsletter. We're going to get those out. Very important. Support these networks.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. Everyone knows we need to be self-sufficient. Everyone with half a brain knows you need to have storable food that's high quality, nutritious, and lasts a long time. We've got the best sponsor. They've got the food. They're ready to ship it to you, but they're going to have to go up on prices in the next few months because of the shortages that have begun. They have the food on hand. They're ready to ship it out within a week to a week and a half, but not for much longer. So they are allowing us this last time, big deal. It's been extended 3 days, specials on top of their biggest specials ever at preparewithalex.com. Preparewithalex.com has even better deals than InfoWarsStore.com. We're their biggest distributor, so contractually, we have to sell at the same price that they sell at the distributors do, which is already a great deal. But at preparewithalex.com, they're able to do a promotion on 1 year, 6 month, and 3 month supplies. $600 off on a year, and it goes from there. Go to preparewithalex.com.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Icke, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And it's good to be here again on this Friday afternoon in most of the world, and just before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. And as I, again, as I look forward to what's happening, you know, there's a lot of obviously unsettling times for all of the things that are happening right now. And I'm talking about these technologies, not to alarm people, but again, to inform what's coming. Because as we start to see it unfold, it will really look miraculous. And don't be fooled. I mean, don't be fooled by high technology, because this is really going to be different. I mean, this is really going to be different. So I was talking about the quantum computing side. I talked about nanotechnologies a bit. I talked about superconductivity a bit. I want to talk about data generally, because this has been the thing that I've been dealing with for a very long time as I've explored the area. And everybody said, so many said, I should say, that it doesn't, don't worry. You know, we heard that a lot, because no one can ever do anything with this data. And what I just explained on quantum computing explains how they can't. Now I want to wrap this a little bit around the AI concept, because what's happened with AI, and I read a lot of journals. I mean, I read a lot of material. And here's what I know about that, is these systems are now so sophisticated, they program themselves. And they program themselves in a way that we cannot unknot it. In other words, we can't decode it. Now we got machines outthinking us in that dimension, in the material dimension. This is really important, because these systems that can develop thinking without a soul is not a fair representation of a living soul. Okay. So this is what's happening. You got the synthetic technologies being created. And why? Because some, and I heard those quotes from Soros that Alex played a few weeks back. And what was important is they don't believe in the non-material, the spiritual. So this is all there is for so many. And so their fear level is extreme, because the carrier, the body they're occupying, they think that's it. And when it goes, they go. So they're trying to preserve that, what they think is that essence, by locking it into some computer program or creating an AI shell that will encapsulate you in some form, that will give you a new carrier in some form, right? Because that's really what they're talking about. They're talking about catching the ether with your hand, right? I mean, come on. This is not the way it works. But this is what's happening. But the illusion and the ability to create illusion with this technology is pretty dramatic. Now I want to take this another layer. And for those of us that can go back far enough, we remember the Xerox machine. You know, we didn't call them copy machines. We called them Xerox because Xerox was a company that evolved it. We thought, how weird is that? You can put your hand on this thing and it'll make a copy of it, you know, and we started thinking about it. Now in this century, we've begun three-dimensional printing. Okay. Now, what are they anticipating three-dimensional printing will get you? Everything from a new liver coded to your DNA to a house complete with the plumbing and electrical. How would that happen? Let me give you a concept that's coming when you merge these technologies. Then you have devices that can take the basic elements, recombine them, and recreate a product, an outcome, taking it from an elemental level all the way to the finish line. And that's what you're going to see. It's coming. It's gonna be here. You know, as I'm watching the images of those that can see them, you know, you look at all the funny faces and stuff you did with a coffee machine. Now imagine being able to code your biological information and then produce a liver because you drank too much. And now you get a new one. Is that a good idea or bad? I don't know. Drinking too much to ruin your liver is probably a bad idea. In fact, I would say it is. But, you know, the idea that you could regenerate something that your body wouldn't reject, now that's pretty heavy duty. And that's the threshold that we're really on, a threshold that divides either the material or recognizes what we already are. And this is the thing. This is the struggle of the 21st century, is either to come back into what we are, or to be synthesized and herded like animals into a different way of being. And I don't think that's what the human being is about. And here's what's happening right now. You see the unrest, the tension building. Okay, now there's a reason for all of it. And a lot of it's being deliberately done because trauma is the way you change fundamental character of culture traumatically, you know. That's how it happens. So we're in the trauma, we're in the drama, and it's unfolding before us, and we can decide how we're going to perceive it, how we're going to interact with it. We don't have to be carried in the wave. We can stand still enough to see it and then reframe it and then come into it a different way. And this is how I'm suggesting, what I'm suggesting, and I've said it a lot of different ways over the years. But coming into our power is about knowing things. I was in a really heavy-duty discussion with Jacob, one of our children, this week, about the idea of creating consciously, doing things deliberately, not just being carried along by everybody's propaganda, but thinking carefully about what you're doing and then how to make that into something. And I was explaining to him this concept that he hears in school all the time, which is do the impossible, and I've said it here. Don't do what's impossible because your brain knows better. You can't. Do what's possible. This is the essence of faith. This is the power that we all need to take back right now. The power to decide, the power to choose, the power to decide how we see the world is ours. When we let the negative emotions take us, that's theirs. That's what is material. What is the body saying? Oh, no, I'm so afraid of dying. That's your carrier talking to you. I get that. It's important messaging. But don't let it run your awareness, run your consciousness. This hands your power to others. This gives up who you are. This gives up your birthright. This diminishes you as a created human being in the image and likeness of what God is. That doesn't have to do with the shell, okay? You show me God in a shell. No, that isn't it. It's the essence of us that connects us to consciousness and everyone else when we can separate and see it. And this is what is working against us right now is to lock us into a fear mentality that's easily moved. Because when you look at the brain, and those who've read my work understand this, the brain falls into a flight or fight response, which is fine if you're about to be mugged. But it is not very good when you're just being mugged by the technology around you, because it's a slow burn. It's a slow moving train wreck. It's one that you don't really see happening. So it's not the deliberate attack, but the anxiety builds. It's designed to do that because they know it shuts off your ability to reach higher awareness, to fall into the gifts of the spirit. If you live in fear, you will never arrive there. Remember when the angel arrives, the first words out of an angel's mouth are fear not. Why is that? Because fear is what runs against you. It is what evil brings in your direction. It's what the flight or fight response, the primitive man within you reacts to. This is not who we are. It's part of it, but it's only the first layer of the bricks in the foundation of our possibilities, is to recognize who we are foundationally, begin to analyze that a little bit, begin to project differently in the world deliberately with intention, coupled with emotion, with intellect, and knowing. That's the essence of faith. That's when mountains get moved. That's when we together change the world. That's when you become the active tip of the spear in the InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We're rolling into the break. We're going to be coming into the last segment of the day. And as I think about going into the weekend this year, going into the election season this year, as we focus on that, let us hold up in prayer for a few moments that God will select the leaders and that we will find our freedom in.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats. We should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats. We know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers. We're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack. And I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
And perhaps most cruelly of all, if Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died, probably by the time I finish this talk.
Joe Biden has always been a congenital liar, part of the establishment for close to 50 years. But now, boy, as his brain degenerates, we are seeing walking public dementia on the biggest stage in the world, the 2020 election. There are 370 million people in the United States. If 200 million died from COVID, that'd be more than half of the population, when not even 0.1% have actually died. But him putting these giant lies and these incredibly brain-damaged statements out is emblematic of the general public being in a trance. How is anyone even putting up with this? It is beyond bizarre.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And just remind folks, check out Earth Pulse, earthpulse.com. That's my website. A lot of information there. Please take the time, pass it around, get it to others, and sign up on our mailing list. We don't do very much mailing, but from time to time we get something out. You know, talking again about sort of this sort of backdrop, you know, that continues to try and just suck our energy, you know, out of us. And so much of it really does. And it is intended in part to do that. I mean, if you're so occupied and so fatigued, you're much more easy to manipulate. This is part of the strategy of the 21st century. I got to tell you, here's how it rolls up. Is you come back from work, you're tired, you've done your hour or two commute in a lot of parts of the country. We don't have such a horror show on that up here, but I know that program. So you end up with a 12, 13 hour day by the time you make the rounds, get back, and you're finally decompressing, and then you're back in the cycle again. And you really don't get a chance to fully reflect. And that's what I'm trying to trigger a little bit of. You know, in the course of doing this program, I'm trying to trigger a little bit of self-reflection, not for selfish purposes, but for honest evaluation, okay? Because we're the best evaluators of our lives. And we're also the harshest critics of our lives. And knowing super achievers, and I know a lot of them, you know, I'd say Alex is one of them. And most of the team that I've met at InfoWars, these are them, okay? They're overachievers. They do a lot, and they do it with a lot of joy, and they do it in the zone that they're in because it's like breathing, you know, when you're doing what you love, when you're doing your passion, when you're doing that. But having said that, you also need to breathe a little bit. You need the breath of life to rejuvenate you, to build you back up, to connect you with others in a different way. So I really want to encourage people that are overachievers to remember that we need to suck a little of that energy back for ourselves to make sure when the moment calls where you need that burst, it's available. Otherwise, we wear ourselves down. And my oldest son came up with a concept, and he thought about the concept of the compound value of experience. You know, like the compound interest is the way he was doing it. It occurred to him in a business class. When you think about compound interest, how the funnel gets bigger and bigger and bigger the longer you wait. Well, this is your experience in life. You see, because the more you gather, the more powerful your experience, the more you put in the brain in terms of information, how you collect it and put it in, it's in there. And what I know about the way the sword works is it's instant. Okay. It can happen instantly, that sword. And it does on a subconscious level and comes into consciousness and begins to take part in your, what we call intuition. Okay. And it begins to make quick decisions out of the right ones. Well, and then you begin to trust your compound knowledge, what you pulled in and the wisdom that gets attached to it. That's a gift. And then you might be able to do something with all that knowledge. But the creation process requires calm, focus, the balance between your emotion and your intellect, and then your intention, which pushes all this into form. And see, this is what is being hijacked from us routinely, incrementally, on the installment plan. Okay, because if you can just tap everyone every once in a while, just to keep them anxious, nervous, uptight, stressed, that's all you need. It's the simplest thing of all. So when you look at the media coming at you, selling you fear, whether it's the ads telling you how bad you smell, how bad your teeth are, how your hair needs to be dyed, or whatever aspect of you needs to be fixed, this is all shell stuff, okay? This is carrier stuff. At the end of the day, we're all getting old, and we're all probably not going to look the same as we did when we were in our 20s. I can promise you. But here's what is also happening is our experiences at the end of our life are the most powerful, where one step saves a thousand. I use the phrase a lot. So when you work at 90% instead of 110%, what you do is you preserve the compound interest of your life experience so that you are still capable and fit enough to deliver. Because long life, you know, gives you the ability to see it differently, gives you the ability to see it over a few generations, gives you the ability to weave a net that is a better net for your own awareness that still allows the garbage to flow through. You know, and this is it, okay? So the net of your consciousness is all the inputs and then the emotional attachment that you hook on to it, coupled with your intention. So what I'm giving today is what is used against us. Because when you couple that with the vile, with the evil, it is powerful. It is extremely powerful for those that are asleep at the wheel of life, and most people are. And this is my experience. But all of us have an internal compass. And this is what the world does to us. As the compass tells us what to do, how to be, how to improve, it's hypercritical because the world has taught us to fear everybody else's opinion about us and to not look at our own internal feelings about what we're doing. This is the essence of political correctness, to get you to shut up. Don't say what others don't want to hear. This is not how it works. This is not how you create, by shutting up. That's the first step in shutting down. That's the first step in falling into your flesh as your primary driver. This is the first flesh for enslavement in a body that is not you. It's the carrier for the essence that is you. So rethinking sort of this, we all know it. If you were raised as a Christian, you know this in your head. You may not know this in your heart. The two have to come in union again. This is left brain, right brain is another way to see this. This is your emotional side and your intellectual side. This is another way to see this. When these come together, they form a third thing. This is another way to see this. And it's a very powerful thing when these two things come together and IQ goes infinite, because you plug in then what we were intended to do in a way that is very different. The other side of the world would like to keep you in a state of fear and anxiousness. Here's the key. See. Look, and you'll find the answer. Don't quit short of the finish line. Look inside. Look outside. Look around and be aware and pay attention to not just the words being said, but what they mean. Like when I talk about the meaning of do the impossible. Think about each word. Do the impossible. They don't work together. You know, it's an interesting idea, but it doesn't work. It doesn't meet the test of logic. You can't do what's impossible. Here's another one that I heard all the time, and you all remember it from the right to life and abortion debate, right? And it was, you can't legislate morality. You remember that saying? You can't legislate morality. Well, what do you think legislation is but a moral perimeter? That's what all legislation is. Criminal law, for instance, is all about morality. This is right. This is wrong. Civil law is all about morality. You don't cheat people. You don't misuse people. Okay. This is what law is. A moral code. So when you see these phrases, think about the words. Do they really belong together? Do they really make sense? Or is this a disconnect method? Because it is. Because you begin to accept something that is impossible to be true, what else will you accept that's impossible to be true? Think again. Know that God gave us a brain to use, gave us emotions to use, gave us the power of choice, which is your intention, your power of choice, the thing that distinguishes you, because you get to choose how to use your emotion. You get to choose how you perceive what you see. Is it danger or is it an opportunity? You know, again, how we see the world shapes our world. How we project into it individually makes a difference. And what we do one person at a time is the only thing that matters. All of the rest is a backdrop for moving a herd, and we are not a herd. We are living individual souls, created in the image and likeness of God to do something unique, each and every one of us. We are not alone in this. There are no small things. Go back and hear what I've said on that before. Only things that require doing. The active faith of the individual acting on what we each know to be right and true. To carry our individual message into the creative reality that affects our children, our friends, our neighborhoods, and our families. And maybe something bigger than that. But I can assure you, everything we do with those intentions to change the world in a better way, they matter. There are no small things. There are only those things that we each choose to do with our intention, with our emotion, with our heart, with our soul, and the essence of our being. This is Dr. Nick Begich, ending the fourth hour of the InfoWar. Thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you again next week.